KNRC, Englewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 12 o'clock.
Mr. Holt, a carefully planned and deadly attack of the Iraqi city of Basra. NBC's Carl Rochelle says suicide bombings have killed nearly 70 people.
It happened at rush hour this morning while everyone was going to work and going to school and going off to their normal daily business, their marketing, their shopping, and these bombs went off. Now, the local authorities say that they believe they were likely the work of Al-Qaeda.
Many of the victims were Iraqi children on their way to school. Two car bombs exploded in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. Suicide attacks, apparently. At least 9 people were killed there, including a top security official for the kingdom. The Saudis have been cracking down on terrorists. Al-Qaeda is suspected in all these attacks. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Alan Greenspan says he expects interest rates will begin rising again, but he isn't saying when. Greenspan tells a congressional committee the U.S. economy is recovering nicely. I'm Lester Holt, NBC News Radio.
Thinking about buying a used vehicle from a private owner? Think about this. Every Ford Quality Check certified pre-owned vehicle has to pass a rigorous 115-point inspection. The ones that do qualify come with 6 years, 75,000-mile powertrain, limited warranty coverage, and 24-hour roadside assistance. Think you'll get a 3.9% interest rate from a private owner? I don't think so. If we don't certify it, it's just used. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. Take delivery from dealer stock by June 30th, 04. See dealer for warranty details or visit FordCPO.com.
Your dog eats your new sofa. Pet satisfaction rating 3%. Your hairdresser doesn't know burnt auburn from burnt toast. Hair color satisfaction rating 5%. After years of marriage, your husband still leaves the seat up. Spouse satisfaction rating minus 2%. Your car insurance company saves you hundreds of dollars and handles your claim quickly and fairly. Car insurance satisfaction rating 97%. Oh, you must have Geico.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. 1-800-947-AUTO.
Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for journalistic excellence, including Best Newscast, award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon. Cloudy, 48 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. Police have identified the man who was found dead on Larry Walker's property. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Lunch hour freeway traffic moving along in good shape. No accidents or stalls to impede your path to your favorite eatery right now. Colfax and Mariposa downtown, a minor accident. First and Wadsworth, another one. And the traffic lights still aren't working along 38th Avenue at both Fox Street and Pecos Street, so be sure and treat those intersections as four-way stops. Noel Coward's classic comedy Blithe Spirit ends Saturday. Call 303-893-4100 or visit denvercenter.org. I'm Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
In local news, police say it was 36-year-old James Martinez of Denver who was found dead on Colorado Rockies outfielder Larry Walker's property near Evergreen over the weekend. Jeffco investigators say Martinez was killed by someone, but the results of the autopsy aren't public yet. Walker says he's upset that the coverage is focused on the big houses in a ritzy neighborhood, not on the victim. This report brought to you by T-Mobile. Colorado can always use some more moisture, and Metro Denver is supposed to get some later today. Here's forecaster Frank Cooper with the National Weather Service.
We have a weak system that's moving through later this afternoon, and it should be moving out of the area later on in the evening. Expecting mainly just some rain showers along the Front Range in the mountains and foothills. Could see some accumulations probably in the 2 to 4 inch range.
Cooper says we should have sunshine and temperatures in the 60s this weekend. Part of the state that should be bracing for nasty weather, says Cooper, is the Four Corners area, which could get hit with between 1 and 2 feet of snow. There was a bit of commotion in a quiet North Denver neighborhood this morning. Detective Virginia Lopez says a stolen car with two occupants ran into a building at 3417 West 33rd at about 8:15. Cops were called, and about 15 minutes later, the suspects were apprehended after a short foot chase and the use of a taser gun. Nobody hurt. Denver Health still in the red, with manager Patricia Gabo saying the expenses are rising so much faster than revenues, the hospital may have to stop doing elective surgery for uninsured patients. She says emergencies will still get the attention they deserve. In January and February and March, Denver Health lost $93,000, better than the first 4 months of last year when the hospital lost more than $5 million. The school board in Aurora has decided to wait 2 years to close Boston and Jamaica elementary schools. Administrators say the schools are small, overcrowded, and unsafe, but parents have fought to keep the schools open so kids could walk to schools in their own neighborhoods. Some additional study of the situation will be conducted. Another vote set for the spring of 2006. In sports, the Denver Nuggets continue their playoff series against the Timberwolves in Minnesota tonight. Wolves took the playoff opener on Sunday, so the Nuggets are hoping they can even score tonight. Games 3 and 4 will be back here in Denver. Colorado Rockies play the second game of their three-game set against the LA Dodgers tonight at Coors Field. Scott Ellerton gets the start for the Rocks. Colorado Avalanche getting ready to kick off their playoff series against the Sharks in San Jose tomorrow night. Game 2 of the best-of-seven series will be in San Jose on Saturday. Avs and Sharks come back to Denver for games 3 and 4. Hey, Denver, T-Mobile has you covered. Isn't it time to take your number to a better place? Visit Car Toys, a T-Mobile authorized dealer, for huge savings this month. T-Mobile, get more. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is up next. KNRC News Time is 12:05.
With the resources at NBC, CNN, News 4, and AP, along with local reporters on the ground.
I need it. It's there.
Stay in touch with what's happening in Denver and the Front Range with Dick Kelsey Mornings and Tim McLaughlin Afternoons, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC.
Nothing beats a warm Colorado evening relaxing on the patio while something delicious sizzles on the barbecue. Is your patio furniture up to the test? Hi, this is Keith Lair with Lair Fireplace and Patio, inviting you to visit any of Lair's three beautiful metro area showrooms to see Colorado's best selection of quality wrought iron patio furniture from O.W. Lee. For three generations, the Lee family has been handcrafting fine wrought iron furniture that is not only beautiful, but built to last a lifetime. Hand-forged by skilled craftsmen with incredible attention to detail and design, O.W. Lee is quite simply the finest wrought iron furniture on the market today. Family owned and operated since 1954, Lair's is Denver's oldest, most trusted name in wrought iron furniture. Plus, we have the best selection of quality gas barbecue grills in the state. At Holly and Evans in Denver, 81st and Sheridan in Arvada, and just north of Arapahoe on Broadway in Littleton, there's a Lair's near you. For premium wrought iron furniture from O.W. Lee, it's Lair Fireplace and Patio.
I'm Stephanie DeLuca with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. An unsettled weather pattern setting up over our area, and we're going to see some snow on Friday. Mostly cloudy today, chance of rain showers, isolated storms for the afternoon, 54. Scattered rain showers and isolated storms for tonight, down to 33. Tomorrow, we have a threat of rain showers and storms, 49. Friday, though, scattered snow showers with a high of 39. For the Weather Channel, I'm Stephanie DeLuca on AM 1150 KNRC.
Cloudy and 48 now. KNRC News Time is 12:07. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 12:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
12:07, 7 minutes after 12 o'clock. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. We're going to be joined in the 2 o'clock hour by Pam Davis and Justin Farmer, a brand new program on Fox 31, Good Day Colorado. It airs weekdays from 5:30 in the morning until 8 o'clock, and they're going to join us in the 2 o'clock hour. Upcoming on Friday, we are going to be giving away tickets to one of my favorite performers, Diana Krall. If you are, she is so fine a performer. She's a Grammy Award winning jazz vocalist. I am a big fan of hers, and she's tickets are going to go on sale, I think, maybe this weekend, sometime on Saturday, but we have three pairs, I believe, we're going to have three pairs to give away on the Friday show, and the concert that she's giving will be July 13 at Coors Amphitheater, formerly known as Fiddler's Green. So that is a show, for July 13. Next week, we are going to we've got a whole lot of things coming up, and I'll be sharing that with you. And I also want to bring your attention to something I'm going to be involved in. I'm going to be there anyway. There is an event called Evil Companions. Have you heard about this? It's the Evil Companions Literary Award. Meryl Hickenlooper is proclaimed next Thursday, a week from tomorrow, April 29, is Evil Companions Day. The Pulitzer Prize-winning author Richard Ford, who wrote Independence Day, and I think he, what did he write? The Sports Writer, I think. He's a wonderful, wonderful writer. He is the recipient of the 11th Evil Companions Literary Award. It's a $1,000 prize. There's a reception at the Oxford Hotel. It's in combination with the Oxford Hotel and Tattered Cover Bookstore and Coors Brewing and Wine Coop Brewery. And Ford is going to read from his book. He's going to answer questions. He's going to sign copies of the books at the event. And this is from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Oxford Hotel, which is at 1600 17th Street, Denver. That's a week from tomorrow, Thursday night. Tickets are $50 a person, $30 if you're a student. Patron tickets, sponsorships, group discounts are also available. The recipient of the monies, the Denver Public Library, which God knows, they better clean up their act around there. We love libraries, and we would love Denver's more if it did the job better. But anyway, the recipient, this event will support the Denver Public Library. And call the library at 720-865-2049 for more information and to purchase tickets. 720-865-2049. My good friend Dana Crawford, who is... involved with the Oxford Hotel and owner of the Oxford Hotel, and Joyce Meskis at the Tattered Cover. I think they have put their heads together on this one, and Coors Brewing and Wankoop Brewery also are hosting it, and it's the 11th Evil Companions Literary Award goes to Pulitzer Prize-winning author Richard Ford, who is a big deal as authors go. And there is a reception a week from tomorrow night at the Oxford Hotel, 6 to 9. $50 are the tickets, $30 if you're a student. Money goes to benefit the Denver Public Library. Now, I want to tell you something. The Dickey is right now on television addressing the Newspaper Association and taking questions. So let's dip in and see what Dickey's got to say, because he said he wouldn't try and duck any questions. So let's see what he's talking about here.
I see, I'm not really sure if the message is like getting totally delivered or not. But I think the message is getting delivered to them that it's intolerable if they develop a nuclear weapon. It'd be intolerable to peace and stability in the Middle East if they get a nuclear weapon, particularly since their stated objective is the destruction of Israel. Last question.
Just for the record, I've always understood you clearly.
Then why don't you write that way?
Touché. Touché. There's an editorial.
I've known him a long time.
Yeah. There's an editorial in the Washington Post today that opines that your opponent has changed his stance on Iraq.
I'm not going to talk about my opponent here.
We're not finished with the question.
Okay. Touché back.
And he is saying that he no longer is saying that the outcome in Iraq has to be a democracy, but rather that it has to be a stable government. And that, in their words, democracy is an option. My question is a democratic form of government in Iraq an option for you, or is it an imperative?
It's necessary. It's what will change the world, help change the world. And either believe people can self-govern or not, believe democracy is possible in that part of the world, and I think it is. I think it is. Listen, thanks for letting me come. I hope you toast more often. God bless.
That's President Bush, George W. Dickey Bush, addressing the Newspaper Association, and they asked him a bunch of questions, and it was in progress, and we just joined it, and now he's finishing answering his questions and smirking, which is what he majors in. All right, I have a lot of things that I want to talk about today. Yesterday, one of the things we talked about was how is it that with one damaging set of revelations after another about this White House, the poll numbers for Dickey are going up and the poll numbers for Kerry are going down. I'm asking this question and I'm thinking there is absolutely no hope. It must be true that conservatives are dumber than progressives. And as my mother would say, God must have loved dummies because he made so many of them. I'm looking at the New Time magazine, and here's Joe Klein, who wrote Primary Colors, and his longtime political reporter and columnist now for Time magazine, and he is talking about the Kerry campaign. And he is talking about a few weeks ago he said the Bush campaign launched a negative TV ad that many Democratic consultants thought was pretty clever. It featured ancient goofy Keystone Cops footage and suggested, not too subtly, that John Kerry was pretty goofy too, that he supported a 50-cent a gallon gas tax. Leave aside that this was not quite accurate, that Kerry's support for the tax was fleeting, theoretical, a decade ago. The ad was sharp, different looking, sort of humorous. The consultants assumed it would cut through the info smog of political message mongering, that it would make Kerry seem laughably out of touch. Did it? Well, maybe a little, but more people think that Kerry will raise their taxes than did a month ago. Kerry's unfavorables are higher than they were before the Bush campaign put $50 million worth of advertising on the air. But the larger dynamic of the race, Joe Klein writes, has not changed. It was pretty much neck and neck a month ago. It's pretty much neck and neck now. And you have to wonder about all the impact of those ads on the president. In a very serious year, he has allowed his candidacy to appear sarcastic and frivolous. And if you would see his expression addressing the Newspaper Association just now, he was majoring in smirking. So he was on the smirkomatic side. Anyway, but Klein goes on to point out that Kerry isn't exactly thriving either. The race is still neck and neck. It goes up a few points, it goes down a few points, depends on what the news is that week. But pretty much it's a neck and neck race. He goes on to say, however, that Kerry's campaign is experiencing something of a silent spring. Part of this is beyond his control, possibly beneficial to his cause. Iraq and the 9/11 Commission have dominated the news and kept the president on the defensive. Another part has been tactical, intentional. Kerry's recent priorities have been fundraising, taking time to develop a careful strategy. He's saying we're not going to allow George Bush or the press to dictate the pace of our campaign. But he goes on also to say that when most successful, he said, most successful presidential campaigns sail into Washington on a gust of fresh talent. In 1992, Bill Clinton was surrounded by new faces from his rowdy team of political consultants to the new Democratic policy wonks who produced his agenda. Kerry, however, is engulfed by the sort of people that Howard Dean railed against. Timid, congressional Democratic staff members and some of the old Clinton crowd, less hungry now, less rowdy, too rutted in past successes to try anything new. There are precious few sharp young people in positions of responsibility and, very strange for a Democrat, no prominent blacks or Latinos in the inner circle either. Kerry's may be the most sclerotic presidential campaign since Bob Dole's. The stodginess is compounded by the senator's public performance. In an effort to seem positive, he has removed the bring it on red meat from his stump speech and replaced it with spam. It is not uncommon to see audiences leaving his fundraising events in droves while he's still speaking. Often he'll talk about the need for a new style of campaigning, a conversation with the American people, and then he will proceed to relaunder a list of Democratic nostrums, healthcare is a right, not a privilege, that were cliches when Dukakis slogged the trail. There is nothing conversational or comforting about his candidacy. And so, writes Joe Klein in this week's Time magazine, an odd year. Polls say the public is very much engaged, but the combatants seem disengaged. Bush is Bush. Neither he nor campaign will change much between now and November. His future is at the mercy of events in the world, particularly in Iraq. Kerry has a slightly more enviable position. The president's attempt to define him negatively has had only marginal success. Klein says his guess is that there are small but significant numbers of Bush supporters who are ready to jump ship. Fiscal conservatives, military families, diplomatic traditionalists, angry about the war. A vote for Kerry will not be easy for them. It will have to be earned. And that is what I said yesterday. Kerry, people, if you want those Republicans who are about ready to jump ship to come to you, you have got to give them a reason for voting. And John Kerry, carrying on this sclerotic campaign, way too timid, having voted for the war, which I am trying to forget that he did, because I believe he will bring at least better judicial appointments to the fore if he is the president. Even if it's a lot of Tweedledee and Tweedledum here, he will be better in many ways, and judicial appointments will be one of those major ways that he will be better. Here's what Ralph Nader is saying. Nader says he's calling himself a muscular peace candidate. He says that he wants to bring the troops home in 6 months. Nader says he's advocating a pullout within 6 months of all U.S. military forces from Iraq. He argues that Democratic candidate John Kerry is making a big mistake by adopting a stay-the-course position in the face of rising anti-U.S. violence in Iraq. He said, goes on to say that he is stuck in the Iraq quagmire the same way that Bush is. Nader says this about Kerry, and he is hoping to needle Kerry so much that Kerry will move out of the timidity, the sclerotic, plaque-ridden in his political arteries position, and take a stand here and seem like a breath of fresh air. If Kerry said, and even if he didn't mean it, I hate to be so duplicitous, but what politician actually delivers the promises they make when they're courting you for your vote? What if Kerry got out there and he said, I'm bringing the troops home in 6 months. That's it. They are coming back in 6 months. I'm not going to go for more troops, a longer occupation. We're stuck there. We're not stuck there. Come in with some fresh solutions. Figure something out. You're a new guy. Make some inroads with some of our allies who can't wait to run away from this situation. Spain pulled out. We don't really have very many friends because we've alienated so many of them. So you cannot have the Bush administration trying to do this again. You got to get Kerry in there who's going to grow a set of cojones, and he's going to stand up and he's going to say, troops are coming home in 6 months. I am not going to get caught in this Iraqi quagmire. We are going to find a way out of it, and he's going to have some kind of a program to get us out. And I think in this respect, Nader is smart. Nader's saying he's got to be a sharper candidate. So referring to Kerry as a political accordion who becomes stronger the harder he's pushed by voters, Nader says he intends to nudge and challenge the Democrat into becoming a better candidate. So Nader is calling himself a muscular peace candidate, which I think is a pretty interesting use of terms. He's saying he's going to bring the troops home in 6 months, even if it's not true and not possible. I think Kerry ought to say the same thing. I don't care if he lies. I mean, what politician is not lying? You hold the truthometer over their heads and they're all in the red zone. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Rush, rush.
Anyone else has to go, do it now. I ain't stopping again.
Middays, the Rush Alternative, Enid Goldstein, noon till 3 on AM 1150 KNRC. Hear the week's business news with the Ron Asana Show, brought to you in part by Integra Financial. Call 303-220-5525. Ron Asana, noon till 3 Sundays, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC.
Crizal Alize sounds romantic. It's the latest in lens treatments. Your plastic lenses will not scratch and are glare-proof. Hi, I'm Bev Rulo, owner of International Optique. For night driving, computers, movie theaters, and more, ask for Crizal Alize. The difference is bright lights and blur or clarity. You choose. When trusting International Optique at Tamarack Square or International Optique at University in Orchard, you will always find the latest in lens technology and one of the largest selections of eyewear in Denver. We are so excited to be celebrating our 9th anniversary. Call to set your annual eye exam with Dr. Sogel Kelly and select that perfect new frame and lenses. Reach for any of our star frames and pay $44 when you purchase prescription lenses. And don't forget to ask for Crizal Alize. Seeing is a wonderful gift. It's time to see International Optique at Tamarack Square or International Optique at University in Orchard to help select a fabulous frame and new lenses. See you soon.
Hi, it's John Rizzi, editor of Colorado Avid Golfer magazine. Do you love golf as much as I do? If so, join me and physical golf's Neil Walkadoff for On the Tee every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on 1150 KNRC. We'll talk about how to play, where to play, and what to play. We'll go inside the tour, across the state, and around the country, bringing in guests from the world of golf. And we'll take your calls, too, even give you a shot at winning something. So join our twosome every Saturday morning at 8 on the Tee at 1150 KNRC.
This is Brenda Francis from Golden Triangle Wine and Spirits, here to talk to you about our new Frequent Buyer Card. Similar to those supermarket cards you already use, the Golden Triangle Frequent Buyer Card earns you merchandise. You already know about our great sale prices, our 5% and 10% discounts on cases of wine, and our 15% off Mondays. Now you can add to your savings with our Frequent Buyer Card. Our card is an addition to the discounts you already enjoy. Earn 1 point per dollar spent on any regularly priced item in the store. You earn 5% in merchandise each time you shop. Sale items qualify at a reduced point value, so promotional items earn merchandise too. We value our regular customers and strive to create an always exciting shopping experience. Sign up for our email newsletter at GoldenTriangleWines.com. Golden Triangle Wine and Spirits, southwest corner of 12th and Broadway in the old Metropolitan Antiques building, 303-893-8437.
Hi, I'm Judy Schwartz.
And I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
We're inviting you to our seminar, High Style at Low Prices, at Colorado Mills, Tuesday, April 27th at 5:30 in the evening.
It's free and it's fun.
Four lucky guests will win a $100 shopping spree with us. You'll enjoy delicious hors d'oeuvres and wine. Call 303-384-3000 to register today.
You'll receive lots of great discounts at Colorado Mills stores.
Reserve your seat for our free seminar, Thursday, April 27th at 5:30.
Colorado Mills Mall, 6th Avenue at Indiana. Call 303-384-3000.
I'm Sue Herrera, CNBC Business Radio. Stocks are mixed at this hour. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down about 10 points, but the NASDAQ is up 9.5. Alan Greenspan has spoken, and the Fed chair has had a greater impact on the markets in the past 2 days than a slew of positive earnings reports has. Greenspan told Congress the economic recovery has good momentum, which means interest rates will most likely have to rise at some point. The earnings parade marches on as well. AMR, the parent of American Airlines, says a massive restructuring plan helped that carrier cut its first quarter loss by 84%. That's compared to a year ago when the world's largest airline was on the brink of bankruptcy. General Dynamics posting a 22% increase in quarterly earnings. That's based on soaring sales of secure communication systems to the military. And a new study says the alcohol industry has poured money into advertising, much of which reaches kids not even old enough to drink. Sue Herrera, CNBC Business Radio, with the Dow now down only a third of a point.
How do you help keep health care affordable? By teaming up with physicians and their patients to find new ways to care for chronic conditions like diabetes and asthma. That's what many local Blue Cross and Blue Shield companies are doing to reduce medical complications and unnecessary costs. Harvard Medical School has recognized this is a promising way to improve quality and control the rising cost of health care. Learn more at bcbs.com. The Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association is an association of independent Blue Cross and Blue Shield companies.
This cow is trying to say new Coffee Mate half and half. Sadly, cows can't make the mmm sound. Only the mmm sound, as in moo Coffee Mate half and half. That's right. And since cows can't say in creamy, delicious flavors like hazelnut and vanilla, I'll be enhancing this cow's dialogue. You tell them. Just like Moo Nestle Coffee Mate half and half enhances your coffee, as only coffee's perfect mate can. Look for the Easy Pour package in the refrigerator section. Now you're just being a hog.
The stage is set.
Real action is what we need.
Decision 2004.
If you're in a period of transition, you must help people make that transition.
Continuing coverage.
The clock is ticking.
This should be an interesting debate.
From your best choice for the info regarding the election in 2004. AM 1150, KNRC. Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
12:27 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock, and we're going to be talking about the new Fox 31 show, in the new morning show. In the 2 o'clock hour, we'll have the two anchors joining us. So you might want to comment about that if you are watchers, if you think it's a good idea, if that's an addition to the television landscape. 303-382-1150 is the number. And what we're talking about here is Joe Klein's column talking about John Kerry's campaign. He's surrounded himself with timid people who are sclerotic, he's not taking a position. He was really, where the president is very vulnerable is on Iraq, and we don't hear Kerry talking about Iraq at all. Not much. Or if he is saying things that are important, for some reason it's not filtering through to the popular consciousness. Let me put it that way. So he's got to be bold. And here you have Ralph Nader saying that he wants a rapid pullout from Iraq in 6 months. Bring the troops home in 6 months. 303-382-1150. And I think that Kerry ought to say something like that, something that has some fresh thinking behind it, instead of being caught in the quagmire that the Bushes have defined, and he falls right into it. Let Bush be in that quagmire of Iraq. Let Kerry float out, you know, float like a, what was it? What was the Muhammad Ali line? Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Something like that. That's what Kerry's got to do, and he's not doing it. Playing it safe. 303-382-1150. Kevin on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Boy, I'm glad you got that butterfly thing in there, because I was coming up with something else the way things have been going. Anyway, I just want to say that I think that as boring, frustrating, and disappointing as it is right now watching the Kerry campaign, I'm not sure it isn't the right thing to do. I'm not sure it's not the smart play, because, you know, we're so polarized right now between the right and the left.
I don't know. I get a lot of mail from people, and it's always saying, oh, don't call President Bush dinky, and we can be nicer, and we need to be more civilized. And I'm telling you, it goes nowhere. I don't think it goes anywhere. I think it's just namby-pamby.
Well, see, here's the thing, is Kerry knows that he can count on my vote and I hope your vote. I mean, he knows he can count on the left vote because we don't have another choice. As much as we might even like Nader, we're not going to vote for him. So he's got
no, you can't vote for Nader. You vote for Nader however much you may like him or however much sense he makes, and it's a vote for Bush.
Let me finish. I'm not going to vote for Nader, even though I like him. But Kerry knows he's got us in the bag. So if he can play it careful, he's hoping to, you know, he's hoping the media will continue to shine the spotlight on the ineptitude and corruption of the Bush administration.
But that is a passive role to take. If you are in the advertising business, here's what you would want to do. You would want to think of a fresh approach that would come in there and seem so fresh, so new, so,
Howard Dean.
No, Howard Dean was fresh, but it didn't quite work. There was a lot of anger with Howard Dean, and it really didn't quite work. But Kerry's got to figure out that line, and he's got to figure out that position. He's got to take his arrow and hit the mark exactly right. And it's got to be something that seems fresh, creative. It actually resonates with people. It's actually doable. I mean, that's his challenge.
Well, there would be an emotional payoff there. I agree, and I'd like to see it. But the problem is, you know, in this chess game of a campaign, the right wing has already laid out all these advanced moves to where Kerry's options are very limited. There's very few things he can do without, you know, getting a huge uproar from the right wing and being cast as some sort of...
He's got to keep what he's got. He's got to give moderate Republicans who are looking to jump ship a reason to vote for him.
I think that's
and he's got to do it in a fresh, creative way that just reeks of vigor, new energy, new ideas. And
well,
it's an extremely tough assignment. But if he hopes to win, he's got to do all of that.
I think he's trying to give those moderate Republicans the reason to vote for him, that he's not a left-wing liberal kook. He's trying to play it safe, and I'm not sure it's a bad idea, but we'll see.
Well, they're safe and they're safe. They're smart safe, and then there's sclerotic, clogged safe. And there are two different kinds of safe here.
Well, I think you know by now I'm as radical as anybody, and I'm disappointed to see it go this way, but I would give him the benefit of the doubt and think that there may be some grand strategy in play.
Kevin, I thank you for the call. And I get an email here from Eric. Eric says, Joe Klein sucks, Enid. Klein hated Kerry, Gore, and Dean, although he does like Clinton. Please, 303-322-1150, that opens up one line. There's one line open, grab it, or two, maybe. And if you're a first-time caller, we love to have first-time callers. We de-virginize you right on the air with our kiss. And it's new voices. You can be heard here. We may not agree. We may cuff each other around. But you will be heard, and you could affect the dialogue, and it's a free phone call. So 303-382-1150, 303-382-1150. Jim, first-time caller on a cell.
Hi.
Hi. Wait, we have something for you.
Okay, I'll take that.
All right.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
I called because I'm a Republican, and I heard you talking about John Kerry, a moderate Republican's jumping ship.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to say, as a moderate Republican, that would never happen for me.
Why not?
I mean, I find John Kerry to be one of the most pompous, elitist.
So your voting personality? Yes. Are you talking about you're voting to somebody who's got a more likable personality, and that's how you're going to make your decision?
Well,
who's going to make the better? Who's going to make the better judicial appointment? Are you are you pro-choice or
Bush? Bushwood.
Bushwood, and what are you pro-choice or anti-choice?
I'm pro-choice.
You're pro-choice. Bush is not pro-choice.
Yeah, but I want judges who follow the Constitution, not make it up as we go.
No, they don't make it up as they go.
Well,
darling, they don't make it up as they go. Even the Ninth Circuit, God bless the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, they're not making it up as they go. They're interpreting the law. And you have conservatives even on the Ninth Circuit.
Yeah, they're making laws as they go. But that's my opinion. But anyway.
Yes, but let me ask you, Jim Darling, our first time caller, is it an informed opinion? Or is it just your opinion? You can tell me, you know what, Enid? It's my opinion that the earth is flat. And I can say, you know what, Jim, that's fine, and we're glad it's your opinion, but it doesn't seem to square with any scientific information that we have ever seen.
I will put it this way, and I can't give out names or anything, but I happen to have a cousin who is a federal judge who was nominated by Bill Clinton. That should tell you everything you want to know. and he's very left-wing, and he and I argue all the time. And he believes that the Constitution is meant to be revised and grow and so on and so forth, and that it should not be taken literally. I believe it should be taken literally.
That's because that's because you are conservative, and sometimes conservatives are constipated in their brains.
I don't think I'm constipated. After all, I have pro-choice views when it comes to abortion.
Well, that's good.
You
will never. I hope you never have to have an abortion, Jim.
See, you got to remember something too. My issues for being a Republican are not abortion. Okay.
What are they?
Most of mine are making sure we have judges who follow the Constitution. That's one of my issues.
What about fiscal responsibility, where you have the hugest deficits? Is that a really good thing that we're seeing in this Bush administration?
No, I don't. The fiscal part of it really bothers me. But I must say, you know, Democrats, they tax and spend. Republicans charge and spend. I mean, you know.
The Republicans have not cut down on the spending, and they have given tax cuts to the richest Americans.
And
it happens.
I'm not a rich American. I got a tax cut.
How much of a tax cut? You want to give us an example of a salary?
About the 85 range.
And how much of a tax cut did you get?
I, for the first time in 19 years, got back a refund from the government.
How much did you get?
$700, and I'll take every dime of it.
All right, $700. It's a few pizzas a month.
I don't care. At least I finally.
And the rest of it, and we don't have money for schools, and it means you're going to have to pay fees for things that you didn't have to pay fees for. So you're going to pay more than that $700.
We don't have
hazmat suits for some of our jurisdiction.
Oh, quite frankly, we shouldn't have. As far as I'm concerned, eliminate the Department of Education. It's a joke. Because
wait a minute. We have to eliminate the Department of Education. Yeah. Judges make up laws as they make up the Constitution as they go along. Jim? What do you do for a living?
I manage systems.
Systems.
Systems and people.
Oh no.
Computer systems.
Oh no.
Yeah.
How did you find our show?
I flipped out. I've heard you a few times.
Uh-huh.
And you sound so much like my sister that I'll leave it on there for a little while, and then when you remind me too much of my sister, I have to flip it. You sound just like her.
Does she think the same way I do?
Oh, yeah.
And your cousin does, too. They are trying to bring you out of the dark ages, and you are kicking and screaming, and you're not going.
They work on me. I work on them. My dad tried to turn my cousin into a Republican, and my dad always said, don't even bother with him. He's a waste of time. You're never going to change him.
I hope you do.
Kiddingly, he would say that.
Well, I hope you call us again and we can go at it another time.
And I just want you to know real quick that my cousin, who is the judge, is coming here for a three-day conference. And I told him in an email, I said, I might let you turn the dial over to Enid and listen to some lefty radio.
Well, he'll take you to dinner for that, maybe.
Yeah, he said.
You might be able to get a free dinner out of him, huh?
Yeah, he said, looking forward to that. Anyway, you take care.
Thanks a lot, Jim. Call us again. I appreciate the call. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock, and you're listening to... What are you listening to? What is this station called? I'm putting my thinking cap on now. AM 1150, KNRC.
Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
12:38, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Good afternoon. Cloudy, 48 degrees. The state isn't giving much help to the working poor. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Biggest problem we have right now around town as far as traffic is concerned is a serious injury accident at a motorcycle park, Rooney Road, south of Alameda. That is west of C-470 out by the foothills. They are calling for a medical helicopter in there to take someone to an area hospital. Good area to avoid, though it really isn't causing much of a problem for anybody. Closer to town, freeways moving along in very, very good shape. Fire department on the scene at a high school near Evans and Federal trying to figure out what caused a fire alarm this afternoon. For choice and flexibility, get Quest Choice home, phone, and long distance. More features and 5 cents a minute long distance make Quest the choice for Colorado. Call 1-888-273-9221 or visit Quest.com. Restrictions apply. I'm Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
A study out today from the Bell Policy Center says the working poor in Colorado aren't getting much help from the state. The study says there are more than 32,000 working families in the state who are living with incomes under $14,824 a year for a family of three. This report brought to you by AutoZone. Although the results of the autopsy aren't public yet, police say it was 36-year-old James Martinez who was found dead on property belonging to Colorado Rockies outfielder Larry Walker over the weekend. Jeffco authorities say Martinez was killed by someone else. Police are still investigating an overnight shooting in Montbello that's apparently connected to a shooting on Saturday. A 27-year-old male was killed in the shooting last night, but his name is being withheld pending notification of family. Now at AutoZone, when you pick up any 5 quarts of Valvoline and any STP oil filter in stock, you can get a bottle of Valvoline fuel system cleaner for free after mail-in rebate. Get in the zone, AutoZone. We'll check the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 1240.
She's your midday rush alternative. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC. Enid Goldstein, KNRC.
We have to talk.
Heaven. I'm in heaven.
Hi, Judy Schwartz and Evelyn DeErman here.
We co-host Style Matters Live. We love Colorado Mills Mall in Lakewood.
It's hard to resist their huge selection of outlet and retail stores, and the prices are too good to be true. And Colorado Mills has great entertainment and dining on the street.
There's something for everyone. Fashionistas, enjoy Neiman Marcus Last Call Clearance Center. Homeowners love Mikasa and Nambe. Need basics? Don't miss Casual Corner, New York Cargo Leather, and Off-Broadway Shoe Warehouse.
Your husband can shop, guard sports, teenagers dig Charlotte Russe and Skechers USA. Toddlers delight in the Upsprouts play area.
We'll broadcast our Style Matters Live show at Colorado Mills Saturday, April 24th, 10 to noon. We'll be giving away lots of prizes.
What do you mean we have to work that day? I thought we could shop.
I'm telling you now on the air so you wouldn't yell at me.
A short 15-minute drive from downtown at Colfax and Indiana Avenue. Colorado Mills, where great shopping lives. Check out ColoradoMills.com for store hours and great deals.
Taking a look at the KNRC weather forecast, mostly cloudy with a chance of some rain showers and some isolated thunderstorms today. Mostly cloudy tonight, scattered rain showers and thunderstorms possible, low 30s for tonight's low. Tomorrow, cloudy and a good chance of rain, high temperature in the upper 40s. Cloudy and 48 degrees now, KNRC News Time is 1241. I'm Tim McLaughlin, our next news at 1 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Picture a boy with 104 fever. His parents take him to the hospital to have him checked out. Did you know one of the first people to make him comfortable is an architect? Specifically, a member of the American Institute of Architects. When the hospital built their new ER, they involved an AIA architect early on to design a child-friendly pediatric ER wing so that 104 fevers maybe don't feel so bad. AIA, building on your vision. Go to www.aia.org.
Hello from the road, folks. Thanks to Econolodge and Roadway Inn Hotels, I've been earning double Easy Choice stamps toward nights or double airline miles toward flights. Either way, these rewards add up quicker than snapshots in the photo album. Just call 800-4-CHOICE or go to choicehotels.com for details. We'll see you there.
Earn 2 stamps per night, maximum of 10 stamps per stay, or double airline miles credits for qualifying stays between 212 and 4304. For details, visit choicehotels.com.
I'm Bernard, and I work in human resources, and when you have to smile when you talk to Jimmy Lakey like this, so your lips hardly move, yeah, he can see right through you, and he knows you voted Democrat last November. Wait, I think he's right behind me, isn't he? Isn't he?
Jimmy Lakey, weekday mornings at 6 on AM 1150 KNRC. Listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
12:43 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm looking at John Kerry. He is being interviewed right now on CNN. I think it's a clip from his appearance on Meet the Press. And he's looking better, don't you think? I don't know what it is. Maybe he's had this some success, and so, I don't know, Botox, who knows. But he looks a little bit better. But he's got to get rid of this sclerotic people around him. This is a lot of cholesterol in their veins, and they're too timid. And the Democrats in general have been way too timid. They didn't stand up to Dickey because they thought he was a very popular president, and it was they wanted to not to seem unpatriotic. But here they are, and they are so wimpy, and now they're the ones advising John Kerry. And you have Ralph Nader, who calls himself a muscular peace candidate. He says he'll get the troops out in 6 months. I don't know how he's going to do it. Just, you know, line up planes and bring them home. That's it. Come home now. Stewardesses, you know, whatever, music, let's go. Get on those planes. Let's get home. Right now, 6 months, home. Meanwhile, John Kerry has got to figure out a way, a reason to give moderate Republicans a reason to vote for him to jump ship. A lot of Republicans, some conservatives, some moderate, are not very happy with Dickey. And Kerry has got to play to that crowd, and at the same time, he's got to seem like he's fresh and he has solutions and comes in on a wave of idealism. Remember the wave of idealism and creativity and fresh faces and fresh ideas that Clinton came in on? That's what Kerry's got to do instead of the old Al Gore earth tones routine. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. Jim, calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
I'm talking as a, I used to be what I considered a moderate Republican. I've turned my back on the Republicans since Bush has been in office, though.
Why? Why?
They're all nutjobs. They're all extremists, really. Because I'm very socially liberal, so they have nothing to offer.
They are American Taliban, some of them.
Basically, yes. Religious nuts.
Mm-hmm.
One and the same. But basically, you say, talking about Kerry, all he needs to do is pledge to close the borders. He will get everyone to jump his side.
He's got a pledge to close the borders.
Close the borders, and trust me, he'll get every moderate Republican there is. Everyone but the, you know, the
straight What if line. He doesn't do that? Have you got another plan? You got plan B?
Oh, I'm just saying that's all he needs to do.
Do you have any other ideas for the Kerry campaign? Because they listen.
No, pretty much everything else I pretty much agree with. But as far as what he should be going after is be hammering in that Iraq is turning into a Vietnam.
Oh, he should be hammering. He has stayed away from Iraq. And the other thing he ought to be hammering, too, is the fact that he's decorated. He's got Purple Hearts. He did service.
Oh, he should be hammering all that.
He ought to be hammering that. And what is he? Why is he being so ridiculously modest about it? Dickey was AWOL, or, you know, some people call him a deserter.
But the truth is, you know what? I don't know one person that, other than George Bush, who wants to open the borders. You pledge to close the borders.
You think that's enough? Okay, Jim.
That'll be plenty.
I thank you for the call. Do you have any ideas about what Kerry can do to jumpstart his campaign and to appeal to moderate Republicans and some conservative Republicans who are looking for a reason not to vote for Bush? What is he going to have to do? Nader sees his role in part, and, you know, I'm going to tell you something. The donations to many of Nader's good organizations plummeted after the last election because people were so furious at him being a spoiler, keeping Al Gore from winning the last election. So Nader is running, but at the same time, he sees his role as helping to sharpen and define Kerry and make him a better campaign. Don't you think that's interesting? He's figured out a way to walk two sides of the street. Terry on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Enid, how you doing? I always enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I'm an independent, basically, and I'm really perplexed kind of by your stance by Kerry. I think stuff you had led this morning saying that he felt that he needed to grow some cojones and take a stance, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
I think
he can join that frequent flyer. Viagra's got a frequent flyer program. If you buy 6 prescriptions, they'll give you the 7th one for nothing.
Well, maybe you can get in on that.
Well, maybe.
It's interesting, though, because I look at Kerry, and I see him as the quintessential politician. And I was always taught in college that politics was the art of compromise. And I think that's why he doesn't have cojones, is that he strictly is into being a long-term Washington politician that strictly is concerned about compromising on every issue, trying to keep it together and to formulate both parties as a cohesive group to vote together.
All right, now let me ask you a question. Has Dickey been a compromiser?
I don't think so.
Not much.
He compromised on some things, but not on many.
Not very much, no. He had a vision, and, boy, he is striding very boldly. He's a dope, but he's blinkered, but he decided that this was the goal, and he's going to get there.
Very true. The other thing that I think is really hurting Kerry is that he is not walking the walk that he talks the talk. I was listening to a show yesterday, and they were talking about the fact that two points about Kerry, that number one, the last 3 years, each year they looked at his W-2s, and he only contributed $300 each year to charity based on earnings of $392,000.
No. I have seen stories about his charitable contributions. They are very high.
That's what's on his W-2s.
No. I don't. That is not accurate. I just saw a story about his charitable contributions. There was a whole list of them, and some it wasn't $300. Unless I absolutely misread that story. You better email it to me. Let me see what you have.
I'll get you his W-2s. I'll send them. The other thing that I heard that was very interesting, this is...
He couldn't afford to do it. Even if he was the most penny-pincher, miserly person in the world, a person at his status cannot afford to not be seen as charitable. I don't believe that for one second. He didn't give only $300 a year. And anyway, you get all kinds of deductions if you give more. So.
Sure, and that's what perplexed me, because the W-2 showed that he made $384,000. It showed that his family net worth is $600 million. And this year, now that he filed for presidency, he contributed $9,000 for charity this year. But the last 3 years, according to the IRS W-2s, he gave $300. Now, the other thing that I thought was very interesting, and maybe you can comment on this, you probably know it better than I do, they said that in the state of Massachusetts, apparently they have a state income tax that you can charge 5.6% was the old rate, and they've lowered it down to 4%. Are you familiar with that?
No, I'm not.
They said that on the income tax form for state income tax of Massachusetts, that you can check a box stating that if you'd like to be charged at the higher rate, you can. Out of 2 million people that filed taxes last year, 600 took advantage of that. The only problem that I have with Kerry as an independent on this issue is that he's always telling me, and I think he's right, he probably should tax the upper echelon, himself included, more than what they're being charged, because I don't think that it's fair. However, I find it very interesting when he has the chance to step up and to charge himself a higher tax rate,
well,
he did take advantage.
Terry, I'm not aware of that situation. First of all, are you a first-time caller?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me... not anymore. You have been de-virginized. How'd you find us?
Hey, I'm baptized, huh?
Huh?
I'm baptized, huh?
Yes, you are. How did you find the show?
I just listen to different points of view, and I love talk radio and listen to different shows on the air, and you always bring the other side to compare to conservative radio.
So you've been surfing then? That's how you found us?
Yes, and your commercials. That's how I originally found you, was your commercials and seeing that you bring both sides of the dialogue to the radio.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm delighted that you have. I just want to share some of this with you. You have to go to our archives. And for those of you who are not familiar with our website, we have a really good website. And you can always email me, enid@knrcradio.com. Go into my section of it. Go into the hosts. And we have archived a number of interviews. Among them, David K. Johnston, Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter for the New York Times, who's written a bestseller about how the tax system cheats ordinary people and is set up for the richest Americans. And you listen to that interview, and you will weep. And then here, President Bush and Vice President Cheney, the two dicks, reaped tax benefits last year from the cuts. Bush and his wife paid they saved, a couple $100,000 this year. And Cheney and his wife also saved several $100,000 in taxes. So this really benefited those two in a big way. Terry,
you know, it's funny. Even one last question on the taxes. If Terry wants to really put it out there and do what's right, why doesn't he go after the Social Security tax? Because that cuts off at $87,000. I own my own company. I have to pay the Social Security for the people that earn that money. And I sit back and say, you know what? Why doesn't he go after that? Why is that such a sacred cow that he doesn't increase it and make that tax free across the board?
Well, I don't know. You could talk to him, and I don't know how that would work exactly. I think the fact that we're tapping into Medicare, it's going to cost a huge amount of money. The HMOs are going to get theirs. The pharmaceutical companies are going to get theirs. Seniors are going to get a couple of crumbs, and the rest of us are going to be in huge debt for a long, long time. So I have a real problem with that. If I were to ask you, Terry, you see yourself as an independent. Who are you going to vote for in the coming election, presidential?
Right now, with the way in which it is, definitely Bush, because Kerry just does not appeal to me at all.
So you called yourself an independent, and you knew all along that you were going to vote for Bush.
Well, I'm registered. I voted for John Anderson, and if you look at...
And you're going to vote for Bush, and why are you going to vote for Bush? Because he gave tax cuts to the richest? Because we have historically the largest deficits that we have ever had as a country? We're in a quagmire in Iraq. Tell me why you're voting for George W. Bush, Dickie.
That's a great point. Let's talk about the deficit.
No, we don't have much time. Just tell me, give me a headline. Why are you voting for a man who has done very, very little for you?
Because I think that he puts out there clearly and substantive what he stands for, and he does what he says. Kerry,
but he doesn't do what he says. He told you that there were weapons of mass destruction, and there weren't. He told you that the prescription drug benefit wasn't going to be more than $400 billion, and he knew it was going to be $600. Terry, he has lied to you. He has lied to you. You're screwed, blued, and tattooed, and you are still going to vote for him. You are acting, Terry, like a battered woman. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150. KNRC.
Or Enid Live.
And it's not the same for men.
Bugging just gets you into trouble.
Next on AM 1150 KNRC.
Right now, when you get a Signature Service oil change from Jiffy Lube, you can get a free child sandwich from Schlotzky's Deli with the purchase of an adult sandwich. See store for details. Jiffy Lube. Lube it or lose it.
My neighbor stopped by my house this afternoon and asked if I had any basil.
Unbelievable. I've been trying to find a house and a mortgage,
and she thinks I can drop everything to concentrate on dried leaves?
Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage makes buying a home less stressful, and our family of companies can also handle your mortgage with a competitive rate and quick decision. Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage. Visit ColoradoHomes.com. Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage is owned and operated by NRT Incorporated.
Different people, different needs, all wanting their piece of the American dream. Who's there to watch out for them? To work for housing affordability and help give everyone the opportunity to own a home. To serve everyone would take a small army, wouldn't it? The National Association of Realtors has 1 million members, and we're doing everything in our power to help all Americans realize their dream. The National Association of Realtors. 1 million members working for you.
No purchase necessary. 16 or older. Contest ends April 29th.
Who is America's Best Mom? Hi, I'm Robin Leach, inviting you to log on to americasbestmom.com and nominate any mom. She could become the most famous mom in America and appear with me on live TV. We've got great prizes for America's Best Mom, like a trip to Hawaii and more. Go to www.americasbestmom.com today. Full details at americasbestmom.com. Make that mom a star.
The KNRC Community Commitment.
Join the Cottonwood Connection at its fundraiser on Friday, April 23rd from 6 to 8:30 p.m. at the REI flagship store. The event features an authentic Nepalese dinner and a presentation by Monta King. King, the first woman from Spain to climb a 26,000-foot peak, will share inspiring stories about her climbing expeditions on the world's highest mountains and her passion of building schools in third world countries. Tickets are $45. For information, call 303-424-2300.
AM 1150 KNRC invites you to expand your world by attending the 2004 KeyBank Denver Distinguished Lecture Series. Tickets are still available for our next featured speaker, Steve Forbes. Steve Forbes will be speaking on Monday, May 17th at Betcher Concert Hall at the Denver Center for the Performing Arts. For information, visit knrcradio.com. The KeyBank Distinguished Lecture Series is a program of junior achievement and is sponsored in part by AM 1150 KNRC.
He's president of the National Organization for Men.
This is getting scary.
He's the local chapter head of PETA, People Who Eat Tasty Animals.
Knucklehead.
He's bucking for president of Halliburton.
I'm here to make sure you don't say anything controversial.
Doug Kellett, afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 1150 KNRC.
Such strange goings on.
Hi, this is Bill O'Reilly. Join me live every weekday morning from 10 till noon here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
12:57 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock in the 2 o'clock hour. We're going to be joined by Pam Davis and Justin Farmer from Good Day Colorado on Fox 31. A new program airing weekdays from 5:30 in the morning until 8 in the morning. Interesting to talk to them about how they launched that show, what that show's really all about. I think they have a golden retriever up in the Sky Fox, or whatever that thing is that putts around in the air telling you what the traffic is. We'll talk to them. You can ask them questions, too. All right, here's the headline. Pushing for tax cuts paid off for Bush and Cheney. Both wound up paying less to the IRS in 2003 than they did in the prior year. 303-382-1150. What has Kerry got to do to untimidize the campaign, to knock the plaque out of the arteries of this particular campaign that he is running? How does he walk that line between giving Republicans a reason to jump ship, to vote for him, because they are more and more of them are becoming more and more unhappy with Bush. And you heard our last caller. He's going to vote for Bush because Bush does what he says he's going to do. He says what he is and he means it. Really? Bush has lied to the American people. He has lied to the Congress. He has been completely deceitful. He has been utterly deceptive. And people get it in there. I said, why would you vote for somebody who has screwed you on taxes, given the biggest tax cuts to the richest Americans? So therefore, you have to pay more for all kinds of things that you wouldn't have had to pay for before because the government would pick up the tab for it. We don't have enough money for hazmat suits. We as a country don't have enough money for a lot of things. The student tuitions are going through the roof because there isn't money for that. Colorado is feeling that pinch right now. Historic deficits. Pharmaceutical companies get theirs. The HMOs get theirs. Seniors get hardly anything. And we get stuck with a huge check that could bankrupt Medicare. Why do you want... We're stuck in a quagmire that is George Bush's Vietnam. We're stuck in that quagmire in Iraq. Why do you want to vote for Dickey? You want four more years and worse because he doesn't have to get reelected and run again? Oh, please, don't even go there. It would be too hideous to contemplate. Two more hours of Enid, not hideous to contemplate, right here on AM 1150.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Inglewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 1 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lester Holt. Al-Qaeda is a prime suspect in deadly car bombings in Iraq and Saudi Arabia. In Basra, NBC's Carl Rochelle says nearly 70 people were killed and at least five separate suicide attacks. One killed children heading to school.
Two transport vehicles filled with children were also caught in that deadly explosion, and the death toll of children, as many as 10, according to the governor there, could go as high as 16 children in there.
British Prime Minister Blair says the coalition can't lose courage because of the ongoing violence. In Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, suicide bombing at National Police Headquarters killed at least 9 people, including one of the kingdom's top security officials. The Saudis have been cracking down on terrorists, and the terrorists have been striking back. They won't testify under oath or in public, but the White House says President Bush and Vice President Cheney will talk to members of the 9/11 Commission on April 29th. I'm Lester Holt, NBC News Radio.
Thinking about buying a used vehicle from a private owner? Think about this. Every Ford Quality Check certified pre-owned vehicle has to pass a rigorous 115-point inspection. The ones that do qualify come with 6 years, 75,000-mile powertrain, limited warranty coverage, and 24-hour roadside assistance. Think you'll get a 3.9% interest rate from a private owner? I don't think so. If we don't certify it, it's just used. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. Take delivery from dealer stock by June 30th, 04. See dealer for warranty details or visit FordCPO.com.
Your dog eats your new sofa. Pet satisfaction rating 3%. Your hairdresser doesn't know burnt auburn from burnt toast. Hair color satisfaction rating 5%. After years of marriage, your husband still leaves the seat up. Spouse satisfaction rating minus 2%. Your car insurance company saves you hundreds of dollars and handles your claim quickly and fairly. Car insurance satisfaction rating 97%. Oh, you must have Geico.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. 1-800-947-AUTO.
Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for Journalistic Excellence, including Best Newscast, award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon, cloudy, 47 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. A stolen car caused another car to crash into a building this morning. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic. Here's Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Continues to be a very quiet drive around the freeway system. No accidents or stalls to impede your path. Serious injury accident still working at Rooney Road and Alameda in the cycle park there west of C-470. A lot of emergency equipment on the scene there. 37th and Perry in northwest Denver, a minor collision. Injury accident in the clearing stages, 11th and Monaco. Also fire equipment on the scene at Lincoln High School at Federal and Evans. They're trying to stop a water leak that has now managed to make its way into the school's band room. April is Car Care Month. Mr. Goodwrench reminds you of the importance of keeping your GM vehicle in top condition. Visit GMGoodwrench.com to find a dealer near you. Mr. Goodwrench, the one, the only GM expert. I'm Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
There was a bit of commotion in a quiet North Denver neighborhood this morning. Detective Virginia Lopez says about 8:15, a stolen car with three occupants bashed into another car, which in turn ran into Heidi's Brooklyn Deli at the corner of 32nd and Lowell. Witness Karen Horan said those in the stolen car beat a hasty retreat on foot.
There were three guys in the white car. They took off running, and there were a few police officers here and a couple of guys here who chased them down.
Cops eventually caught up with the suspects, disabled them with a taser, and hauled them off. The woman in the car that crashed into Heidi's is hospitalized, but authorities believe she'll be okay. This report brought to you by AutoZone. The Front Range could get some much-needed moisture over the next couple of days, according to National Weather Service forecaster Frank Hooper. He says a weak system will move through later this afternoon and bring some rain showers to the metro area. Cooper says Metro Denver's weather this weekend, though, should be pretty nice.
Looks like Friday's going to be kind of still going to have the snow around, but by Saturday, the system will be moving out, and we should start to see a warming trend at that time.
If you're headed for the Four Corners area, be advised, they're expecting up to 2 feet of snow there. Coors Brewing of Golden is one target of lawsuits across the country accusing almost a dozen companies of trying to sell alcohol to children. The suits in Colorado, North Carolina, and Washington, D.C. claim their advertising targets teens on purpose. Coors, though, denies that. The American Medical Association says underage drinkers account for 20% of all alcohol consumption in the United States, or $22.5 billion in annual sales. Lawyers think the suits could turn out much like the legal attack on tobacco, which resulted in a national settlement worth more than $200 billion in 1998. In sports, the Denver Nuggets are in Minnesota again tonight as they continue their playoff series against the Timberwolves. Nuggets lost Sunday's playoff opener, and they're hoping they can even things up tonight. Game 3 will be here in Denver on Saturday evening. Colorado Rockies take on the Dodgers again tonight as they continue their three-game homestand against L.A., Scott Ellerton climbs the hill for the Rocks, who beat the Dodgers 7-1 last night. Colorado Avalanche gearing up for the start of their playoff series tomorrow against the San Jose Sharks. Games 1 and 2 will be in San Jose, games 3 and 4 back here in Denver. Now at AutoZone, when you pick up any 5 quarts of Valvoline and any STP oil filter in stock, you can get a bottle of Valvoline fuel system cleaner for free after mail-in rebate. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is up next. KNRC News Time is 105.
Soon to be the most listen to station in Colorado.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
What the devil is that gosling noise?
Hear both sides talk on AM 1150 KNRC.
Welcome aboard Airline, A&E's new real-life TV series that shows you all that can happen between here and there. For your viewing pleasure, I'd like to direct your attention to the antics of some of your fellow passengers.
May I please have 10 more earsick bags? I'm wallpapering my living room.
Sir, please. Anyway, I hope you've got a craving for nuts, because there's probably one sitting in the seat next to you.
We all have our baggage. Airline arrives Monday nights at 10, 9 Central, only on A&E.
If you have teeth, chances are you grind them at night. You may not know you grind them, so here are the telltale signs. Soreness in your jaw, morning headache, sensitive teeth, a spouse with a pillow over his or her head. If any of these are happening to you, it might be time to get the doctor's night guard, the dental protector you wear at night to cushion your teeth. Because you fit it yourself, you'll save money and quite possibly even your teeth. Relieve the nightly grind with the doctor's night guard in the oral care section.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. A little reminder that winter is not so long past. Now, spotty showers and thunderstorms across the plains will pick up in frequency tonight. We should get right around 56 or so for the high and then drop down to about 34 for the low. We'll see some afternoon showers tomorrow with highs in the mid-40s and snow on Friday with highs in the upper 30s. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
47 degrees under cloudy skies. KNRC News Time is 107. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 1:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
107, 7 minutes after 1 o'clock. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 3 o'clock. Later in the broadcast, we're going to be joined by Pam Davis and Justin Farmer from Good Day Colorado. It's on Fox 31. It's a brand new show. It airs weekdays from 5:30 in the morning until 8 o'clock in the morning. And we're going to be giving away tickets on Friday to Grammy award-winning jazz vocalist Diana Krall's concert, and that's in July, July the 13th. And I am a huge fan of her work, and I'm going to be at that concert. If I am here, I will be there. The tickets, I think, go on sale Saturday. We're going to give away several pairs of them on the Friday show. So just I want you to see if you have, you know, it's easier than winning the lotto, I think. So give it a try. Also, I want to bring to your attention that this is the 11th Evil Companions Literary Award, and it's going to be a week from tomorrow night, April 29th. American Looper is going to proclaim it Evil Companions Day. The award goes to Richard Ford, Pulitzer Prize-winning novelist. He is a wonderful writer. He has written Independence Day, The Sports Writer, a bunch of other books. We're going to try and have him on. This is sponsored by a coalition of the Tattered Covered, Oxford Hotel, Coors Brewing Company, Wine Coop Brewery. The money goes to benefit the Denver Library, Public Library, and believe me, they need every penny of it. And this is, again, this coming a week from this Thursday night, so the 29th, 6 to 9, $50 a ticket. If you're a student, $30 a ticket. And as I say, the money goes to charity. I will be there. I think it'll be a wonderful event, always trying to support our public libraries, even when we have good criticism that they should be listening to. 303-382-1150. Well, my producer greeted me this morning, Joe Anderson, with a long face. He said, look at this. Mice have been created for the first time without fathers. That's it. Men are now even more redundant and irrelevant than they have ever as they have ever been. Now, we know, because we've been reading the English newspapers, that men are going to be extinct in about 125,000 years. Because, is it the Y chromosome? I get all the chromosomes mixed up. I think it's the Y chromosome. It's getting more and more injured. But you know why? I'm going to tell you right now why that Y chromosome is getting more and more injured. And apparently it cannot be repaired. And eventually it's just going to injure itself right out of existence. And there are not going to be any men. That's it. They are going to become extinct, according to some researcher in England. And here is why that Y chromosome is getting more and more injured. Because men leave the toilet seat up, and when it comes flopping down, it injures that Y chromosome irreparably, and that's the end of that. So what they have done, and this is true, they have actually created a mouse for the first time without a father. Well, if he had had a father, he might have been more mousy. That's all I can say. Men, your gender just took a hit in the animal kingdom. Scientists report that they've created mice by using two genetically something or other. It's cut off on the right side. It's cut off on the right side, Mr. Joe. And no dad. So two genetically something or other, engineered something or others, and there's no dad here. It's a first for any mammal. But don't look for this to be, you know, don't look for, you're not going to find this at the prize-winning sperm bank. You're not going to find it at all. All right, you talk about chutzpah. I love that. Chutzpah is a Yiddish word. It means nerve. When people have so much nerve. Here's the definition of chutzpah. It's when you murder both your parents and then you throw yourself on the mercy of the court because you're now an orphan. That is chutzpah. Well, I got another definition. Headline, Turney plans to appeal his suspension. Officer Turney, the guy who's lucky that he got a 10-month suspension instead of getting fired, he's going to appeal that suspension. He thinks that shooting two developmentally disabled teenagers is just something that is part of his job. A serial killer of teenagers, I guess, and he's going to appeal this 10-month suspension. He ought to be lucky that it's 10 months and that they didn't fire him. He should be fired. No question about it. After being supported at a massive rally by hundreds of fellow police officers, including, I believe, Jerry Whitman, the police chief, I think it was reported that he was there, suspended cop James Turney will now take action himself. He's going to appeal the suspension to the Civil Service Commission. According to his attorney, last week he was suspended for 10 months, can't carry a gun, no pay, for the July shooting death of Paul Childs, a 15-year-old developmentally disabled teen who was wielding a knife. The suspension drew outrage from many police officers, including about 450 who protested on the steps of City Hall. I do not understand why it drew outrage. I'm outraged that Turney is still on the force. He put himself in harm's way, as I think Alec Cabe noted, and he could have removed himself from harm's way. He knew the kid. He could have just backed off. The kid did not come at him with a knife. There were people there with tasers. But he had threatened his mother-in-law the night before, his former mother-in-law, to the extent that she called his bosses at the police department, and because it was a holiday weekend, none of that really got into the system until Monday. And he shot Paul Childs on Saturday. The day after, you know, woke up cranky, woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Hey, a developmentally disabled teenager, black kid. Well, shoot him. Put him out of his pain. That's what I'll do. Turney's got to go. Turney has got to go. And Denver, the police department, has a black eye. already the target of national media stories on its practices and profiling. 303-382-1150. Denver Police Department, I know there are a lot of great cops in the Denver Police Department, but there's a culture there that you have to wonder about. And why they are supporting Turney, and why their morale is so low. You know what, guys? If your morale is so low, get another job. Go find something else to do. Call up Wackenhut and see if they need you. If you don't like the benefits you're getting, if you don't like the work you're doing, if you think that the department, if your morale is low, stop whining about it and get another job. Or make better suggestions. And this business about, well, we aren't trained. You're not trained for this? You don't know the difference between... I think cops have to negotiate a minefield every single day. God bless them. It's a tough job. And a lot of them are really good and skilled at listening and not so quick to jump on the trigger. And I want to tell you something. And I thought this was a really good piece of wisdom. I'll pass it along. When I was in San Francisco and having... I was in root canal land in San Francisco having a root canal and other dental atrocities. I have a longtime dentist there who is really very well known and very well respected, and people come in from all over the country to be treated by him. He's very good. And he said something very interesting to me. He said, if you go by the book, and the younger dentists will do that, you know, newly minted dentists will do this. If you go by the book and you have A, B, C, and D, the book will say, extract the tooth, pull the tooth. He said that he has found in his years of practice... And I think Ward's in his 50s or so. He said he's found in his years of practice that you can save the teeth that the textbooks tell you to pull. And in doing it, you get 10 more years out of the tooth, 15 more years out of the tooth. But the textbooks will tell you, pull the tooth. Maybe the textbooks tell you in police work, shoot first and ask questions later. But if you're skilled, if you are a skilled police officer, you can very often defuse the situation by saying the right thing, doing the right thing, and you don't have to pull that trigger. And I think that Turney, who was, what is he, about last in his class or very close to last in his class, he is not that kind of a police officer, and he needs to find another line of work. Can you imagine any other jurisdiction hiring this guy? 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. Let's go to the phones. Bill, calling from Aurora. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Good afternoon, Enid.
Hi.
I'm like old-time caller. I've already talked to you once. Anyway, I called originally to talk about John Kerry, although you've raised this issue of tyranny, but I won't talk about that now. I don't agree with you entirely with tyranny, but there are other things to say. But Kerry, there are reasons I believe why it is to Kerry's advantage not to jump on some of these issues. For instance, what do you think we should do about people in Iraq now, the soldiers, you personally?
Well, tell me what your thoughts are.
Well,
I've spent the first hour discussing my thoughts. What are your thoughts, Bill?
My thoughts are that we're going to have to wait to see what happens. I doubt very much that we're going to be able to pull the people out of Iraq because I have a feeling as we get closer and closer to that, as is happening right now, all hell is going to break loose. We're not going to be able to get out. And the best thing that we're going to be, best political things that we can say is, see, we didn't want Bush to get into this to begin with. He used terrible judgment getting into it. He had no plans to get out of it. And now look where we are. Because I have a feeling come June the 30th, there's going to be no way on God's earth that we can get out of that in any kind of sane ethical fashion. Because without leaving these people...
Who are you going to vote for president?
I'm going to vote for Kerry.
You're going to vote for Kerry.
But
what about Nader's plan saying, we're going to get out in 6 months,
If he's saying that, I think he may be doing that because he knows that...
It's going to needle Kerry.
Excuse me?
It's going to needle Kerry. That's why he's doing it. You know what it is when Nader says this?
That's going to blow up. Don't you realize that? By the end of June, there's going to be such a mess that nobody can get him out. And Kerry is being very careful. He knows he can't...
We're in there for at least a decade. Colin Powell said it's the pottery barn syndrome. You break it, you own it.
That's right. Exactly right.
We are there, but... I am going to start to believe Nader on this one.
What I'm going to say right now is we should get out of Iraq, out of Iraq in 30 days or 60 days or 90 days. Do you want him to say that?
Here's what I want him to say.
Okay.
I want him to seduce me with the infomercial approach. Mm-hmm. If you are at 3 o'clock in the morning channel surfing and you come upon an infomercial mm-hmm. that tells you that you can spray some flocking on your bald spot and nobody's going to notice that you suddenly look like a 55 Chevy, or that you can slather some creams on your pudgy old thighs and while you're sleeping mm-hmm. you're going to lose 15 pounds. I love those infomercials. They are right. Some of them are written to absolutely go right into your wallet. They go right into your heart, which is right attached to your wallet, and then you sign up for and there's more, in addition, what's the line that they use? And it's always 1995, and it's always cost them a dime to make these things. And I want to be seduced by when Ralph Nader says we're getting out in 6 months. And here's what I like about that, even though it may be a preposterous possibility. I like that he is not letting what Bush has done in the quagmire to define what Kerry is doing or what Nader's doing. Nader's saying, we're coming out in 6 months. And what you do in the back door is you do a lot of diplomacy and you say to our former allies, you try to get them on board and you tell them you're going to get Halliburton out. They can have all the contracts. They can make $1 zillion. They can make a lot of money. We'll do a coalition. We'll figure something out. You get Shalabi out of there and his family and everybody else. And we bring our boys back and girls in 6 months or thereabouts. Or you're not at least defined by the quagmire that your predecessor has put in place.
Well, why get yourself defined by anything?
But you're saying, well, you know, you can't wait, you can't go. We are defined. If you can't leave, if you're stuck because of what the two dicks have imposed on us, right. Then Kerry doesn't have a chance. And the more these damaging revelations come out, the more his numbers are slipping.
Now, just a minute. First of all, I'm not so sure that the fact that his numbers are slipping this week or this month is that critical? What do you mean, if we can't get out of there, the thing is lost? You mean they're going to keep Bush because we don't want to change horses?
They're going to have some kind of a terrorist incident right before the election. They'll bring in Osama bin Laden. People will be very scared. Condoleezza Rice, or as one of you called her, Condoleezza Rice, or I like to call her fried rice, is coming out and saying, "There, you know, get ready, there's going to be some terrorism." So I think they're already cooking something up. Bill, I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150, Jorge in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Yes, Enid.
Hi, Jorge.
How are you doing?
I'm doing very well.
As usual, I really love your show.
Thank you.
A couple of things. I really think that Bush is going to be reelected. And the reason is because we are seeing a deja vu situation here, like with Carter and Reagan. Reagan and his people actually did something so totally illegal, so against the Constitution. It was treasonous what they did in terms of dealing with the Iranians when they had the American hostages behind the back of the government with unauthorized diplomatic contacts that only the government has the right
Jorge,
to do.
Jorge, you're losing me. There are too many clauses
okay,
in your sentence. All right, why is Bush going to win?
The point is, Carter never came down on Reagan for that. And what is happening right now...
Why is Bush going to win?
Because the Democrats are totally, totally passive about all the things that are opportunities for them to attack the Republicans.
You are right about that.
They're
you are
totally
absolutely
passive.
Right, and Bush may win. And I hope you're wrong. I hope that doesn't happen.
But one last thing, though. I think that either way, the real benefactor of the war in Iraq will win, whether it's Bush or Kerry. And that is, we continue subsidizing an Israeli policy that is bankrupt, and we continue supporting a person like Sharon that is so discredited even in Israel. They continue benefiting from it because we don't have the capacity to stand up against it. And I think it's going to happen.
What do you do? Let Hamas, people like Hamas, flourish?
No, I don't think it's a question of letting Hamas. But I think that number one, we have to stamp out Hamas. We have to stamp out Arafat's terrorism. We have definitely to do that. But we also have to.
Are we going to do all of this without a draft? Because Senator Hagel is talking about the draft being reimposed. And
the draft is coming back.
I think it's going to come back, too.
I think the draft is coming back.
Jorge, I thank you for the call. I'm going to say something else. Charlie Rangel, a Democratic representative from New York, highly decorated Korean vet. says, has been in favor of reinstituting the draft for a long time because he says if middle class, upper class, everybody's kids got to go fight these things, you're going to hear a lot more screaming than, you know, families who are families of professional soldiers, essentially. You're going to hear a lot of screaming because these people are not going to want to go. And they're talking about opening up the draft not only to men but to women as well. And I want to share with you the Denver Archbishop, his stance on the candidates. You've got two Catholic candidates for Senate. You've got Peter Coors and you've got Ken Salazar. Coors is anti-choice and Salazar is pro-choice. And the Archbishop is trying to steer his flock to the candidate more in line with the church's teachings. Now, if you will recall in your history books, JFK was the first Catholic president elected in this country, and there was a huge amount of consternation as to whether or not a Catholic could be president of the United States and not take his marching orders from the church or from the Pope. And Kennedy was very clear that he, you know, religion was one thing for him, and he very clear delineation between church and state. And here you have the Archbishop of Denver trying to manipulate the political dialogue, maybe even to the point where if Kerry is pro-choice, he's going to tell people not to vote for Kerry or try to influence them not to. He certainly sounds like that's what he's trying to do in the race for Senate between Ken Salazar, Attorney General Ken Salazar, and Pete Coors. And I'm going to tell you something. It looked like a slam dunk for Salazar before Coors jumped in, but the guy's got deep pockets. He's a political novice, but he has a tremendous amount of name recognition. It's a horse race. And I think you guys better wake up. Colorado is a swing state. There's a fundraiser for Salazar, I think, next week. I'll give you the information because I printed it out. Someone sent it to me. I think it's $50 to go. Write a check. If you can do it, call and see if you can volunteer. Whatever it takes, get first-time voters registered. People who haven't voted in a while, think about doing it. These are very important times that we're living in. Very dangerous times that we're living in. Get out there and vote. Make yourself heard. Is it fair in a democracy that everything should be decided by the 25% of people who actually bestir themselves, rip their roots out of the couch long enough in front of the TV set or the game station or something to actually go to the poll and vote? You tell me. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Why listen to Rush when you've got Enid?
Love her as I love her, and there will be joy.
AM 1150 KNRC. Hear the week's business news with the Ron Asana Show. Brought to you in part by Integra Financial. Call 303-220-5525. Ron Asana, noon till 3 Sundays. Exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC.
When you look up politically incorrect in the dictionary, there's his picture, Bill Maher.
I mean, the 2000 convention that the Republicans had? Oh, my God. The last time the Republicans had that many black people on a stage, they were selling them.
AM 1150 KNRC presents Bill Maher, Saturday night, June 12th, on stage at the Paramount Theater.
Tell your doctor? Shouldn't your doctor tell you what drug you need? When you tell your doctor, isn't he just a dealer at that point?
Bill Maher, Saturday night, June 12th, live at the Paramount Theater.
And by the way, if cocaine gave you an erection instead of took one away, not only would it be legal, but Bob Dole would do ads for it.
Tickets go on sale Saturday, April 24th at 10 a.m. at all Ticketmaster outlets, HOV.com, or charge at 303-830-TIXS. Brought to you by Coors Light Live, produced by House of Blues Concerts.
AM 1150 KNRC, Radio Disney, and the Denver Zoo are teaming up to celebrate the return of spring during Great to Be Green on Saturday, April 24th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Denver Zoo. Bring the whole family. There will be lots of great events for kids like a scavenger hunt, close-up encounters with wild animals, and an opportunity to learn how to save animals all over the world. Great to Be Green this Saturday at the Denver Zoo. Brought to you by Radio Disney and AM 1150 KNRC. Join our Voice at Work fraternity. It's growing every day.
I listen in the morning when I'm getting ready for work, in the office, the car on the ride home.
If you support live and local radio for the Denver metro market, go to our website at knrcradio.com and click on the Voice at Work logo.
This is going to be the most astounding thing you've ever heard of.
If you listen to KNRC at your place of business, you'll get up to 10 free t-shirts for your employees.
Well, that stuff sounds pretty good.
When you sign up as a member of KNRC's Voice at Work program, our host will mention your business on the air as a local supporter of the station. Your place of business will be added to the Voice at Work portion of the KNRC website. We want all of our listeners to know the local places that support local radio. We'll also send you KNRC t-shirts, bumper static stickers, and commuter coffee mugs.
I mean, that's a great deal.
Go to knrcradio.com and join the Voice at Work fraternity. Another way to say thank you for listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
You guys are great. I love listening.
I have it on all the time.
KNRC.
I'm Bill Griffith, CNBC Business Radio. The markets on Wall Street are trading in a narrow range today. With about 40 minutes of trading right now, the Dow is down just 5 points at 10,309, while the NASDAQ is up 11 points at 1989. Fed Chairman Greenspan testified before Congress again today. He said that he's not too worried about inflation, but he did warn, here comes the warning, that interest rates are going to have to rise at some point, although the Fed chief did not give any indication when that might start to happen. Improvements are taking off at AMR. The parent of American Airlines said today it is significantly cutting its losses. It did so in the first quarter. The airline a year ago had been teetering on the brink of bankruptcy. Shares of AMR have been higher by almost 9% so far today. And investors are getting ready to bid on eBay. The online auctioneer is on tap to release its quarterly earnings after the market close. But in the meantime, a narrow trading day. The Dow down 7 points, the NASDAQ up 10. I'm Bill Griffith, CNBC Business Radio.
How do you help keep health care affordable? By teaming up with physicians and their patients to find new ways to care for chronic conditions like diabetes and asthma. That's what many local Blue Cross and Blue Shield companies are doing to reduce medical complications and unnecessary costs. Harvard Medical School has recognized this is a promising way to improve quality and control the rising cost of health care. Learn more at bcbs.com. The Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association is an association of independent Blue Cross and Blue Shield companies.
This cow is trying to say new Coffee Mate half and half. Sadly, cows can't make the n sound. Only the mmm sound, as in moo Coffee Mate half and half. That's right. And since cows can't say in creamy delicious flavors like hazelnut and vanilla, I'll be enhancing this cow's dialogue. You tell them. Just like Moo Nestle Coffee Mate half and half enhances your coffee, as only coffee's perfect mate can. Look for the easy pour package in the refrigerator section. Now you're just being a hog.
Before the evening TV newscast, before the morning paper hits your door, get all the news and information you need as it develops. And then talk about it here. AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, I'm Doug Kellett. Join me weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
1:31 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. And I'm getting word from Justin, our promotions guy, that the Flush Rush campaign, which is in bathrooms and johns all over the area, the Denver metro area, people are taking them. They're really great. They're really great posters, and I'm going to start signing some of them. So as soon as, and I don't know why people are ripping them down. Either they hate me or they love me. You'll have to tell me. Did you take one? There's souvenirs in restaurants and bars all over town. Flush Rush, because we are up against Mr. OxyContin here at the Walmart across the way from noon to 3, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. It's a radio station. Their radio station, the Walmart, has been up and running since the 1920s, so they have this huge heritage audience, and Rush has been on for more than a decade, maybe a dozen years or so. And so it's very formidable competition, as much as I tease about it. And so tell your friends, if you love what we are doing here at this radio station, we are new, we in order to survive and thrive, you have to tell your friends, you have to do your part, and get out and vote, too. And we're talking about a lot of things, what Kerry can do to get himself elected. We're talking about Archbishop Charles, and I hope I pronounce his name correctly. Is it Chaput? People are saying Chaput. I would say Chaput. I just think he's taking the wrong track, the Archbishop Chaput. I'm going to call him Pepe Le Pew, because he's trying to insert himself into politics, and you can't vote. He's telling the flock, essentially, that you cannot vote for a Catholic who is pro-choice. And that would be Kerry, too, I would think. Certainly the implication about getting people not to vote for Salazar and getting them to vote for Coors. Now, Billy Thorpe says one of the good things you can do is, why don't you put Coors, the candidate, up against some of those sexy ads he's running? Is he really your family values kind of a guy? 303-382-1150. Beth, calling from Littleton. Hi, live with Enid.
Hi, this is Beth.
Hi, Beth.
Am I on?
Yeah, you are.
Listen, I was just kind of going to say something similar to a caller a couple calls ago as far as what Kerry should be saying. I think he's in a difficult position in terms of, I don't think it's appropriate at all for us to talk about leaving Iraq. I mean, we can't do that. And the reason we can't is because we went in there and we shouldn't have. You know, if we were morally right in what we did, we could pick up and leave at any time. And so if he focuses on why we shouldn't have gone and why the president's wrong, and when Rumsfeld talks about, well, I couldn't have anticipated what this was like, that's just shocking.
It's very shocking.
You know, who's supposed to anticipate if it's not you? You know, so I think he needs to focus on, they don't know what they're doing. Look what they've gotten us into, and now we can't leave. We can't. We're morally obligated because we
or went what in there. What he can do. All right, I'll take part of what you're saying. Three quarters of what you're saying. They have gotten us in there. Their behavior was shocking.
Right.
But I am working on a plan to extricate ourselves, to broaden it out with our allies, so that we will be out of there in an XYZ period of time. He can make it sound like he's going backdoor diplomatic, because don't forget, one of the things that he has said is that there are a number of world leaders who have let him know that they want him in there and they don't want to do business with Bush anymore.
I agree with you. I think he has said some things to the effect of, I can do this because I'm going to have credibility. This administration doesn't have any, and this administration thumbed its nose at the world, and I'm not going to do that. I don't think that he should go anywhere near Ralph Nader's stance, you know, that we can pull everybody
out. What about stepping on the gas when it comes to the fact that he is a decorated war veteran? Why is he sweeping that under the rug? That's a legitimate accomplishment.
Maybe he's biding his time. Maybe, you know, he's been a senator for so long.
I'm going to tell you, he can bide his time, and he's going to bide himself right out of the presidency.
Well, and, you know, another thing,
I'm going to call him Joe Biden.
Another thing, too, is a couple of days ago you were talking about why were the polls up for Bush. I think there's a little bit of reaction that people are, he's taken such a beating in the press and on TV and in the news.
No, I don't really think he's...
The 9/11 thing.
I think he's taken a minimal beating compared, and there's minimal outrage. The only saving grace here is that a lot of the polling took place from Friday to Sunday before the Woodward book hit 60 Minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So one hopes that maybe with the 60 Minutes appearance, there's a little bit of traction. But again, the Dick Clark book was a huge bombshell.
Mm-hmm.
It altered the polling for a short mm-hmm. period of time, and then it went back to same old, same old.
Well, I agree with you. I think he needs to get more aggressive, but focus on why the whole thing was a mistake, and now here are our consequences and these people that are dying and war. And Kerry has said a little bit about how war should never be a choice. He needs to really keep saying that and focus on that more.
And you know what he can do? He can talk, he can give his as his credentials his experience with
right.
war,
he's
which
been,
is Dickie.
He's in there. He's yeah, walked the walk. Right?
Yeah, Dickie, all he did. I want to see a commercial. I want to see the Kerry people wake up and use a commercial of Dickie hitting the aircraft carrier in that flight suit with the sock in it, and the Mission Accomplished banner, as you see over the Mission Accomplished banner, the toll of bodies, more and more bodies coming back in coffin. Mm-hmm. You know, Mission Accomplished, I don't think so.
I agree with that, but, you know, can I just say, it's just touchy when you have people dying over now. That's the thing. And we have to remember that the Democrats don't have as much money. They always have to point to
Kerry made a ton of money, got a bunch of campaign contributions in this last month or so. So I don't know, Beth. I'm more inclined to step on the gas, I think, than you are, but I like your suggestions, and I thank you for making them. 303-382-1150. Ed, calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. Love your show.
Thank you.
The thing that's scariest to me is the possibility of the draft coming back. And, you know, if Bush stays in office, I mean, he just shoots from the hip, and he's going to just put us in another human meat grinder someplace. you know, whether it's Iraq or not. And
what happens if the draft comes back? Are parents, are middle-class parents going to suddenly pay more attention because their kids could be sent off? Parents of kids who never had a thought in the world of having anything whatever to do with the military.
I wish some of our conservative Republican friends who are such ideologues could just wake up and think about this. Think about their kids, their grandkids are the ones that are going to be going. It's not the Bush family or the Bush grandkids or, you know, Halliburton grandkids. It's their kids. And I remember the December that I turned 18, and I remember all of us gathered around the TV to see the lottery number I was going to get. And I fortunately got a high one. I think it's like 153. So I wish they would, I wish somebody would just describe what it used to be like. Everybody who turned 18 that year got a lottery number randomly assigned to their birth date. And you watched that lottery and you saw your number and then you heard the estimates of how high the numbers were going to go. Now fortunately, mine was high enough. I think they estimated that they wouldn't go above 100 that year in calling that number of people.
But it was only by the sheer, you were not connected. You were not George W. Dickey Bush.
No, as a matter of fact,
if he had gotten a lower number, he was protected. He went into what they called the champagne unit of the National Guard, and then he didn't show up for a couple of years of it. So I think what he did was so reprehensible, and it's shocking to me, a hypocrite like that, that he's leading people into a war. We'd one thing if it was a necessary war, but this is an irrelevancy. This has nothing to do with anything, and in fact, it has made us weaker, and I get apoplectic every time I think about it, and the free ride that
look very brave as that he's sending somebody else into the
well
fight.
There you go, that's exactly right, easy to send other people's children in, but they're talking about expanding the draft to include women as well. Ed, I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein and you're listening to AM 1150 KNRC,
award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
1:39, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Good afternoon. Cloudy, 47 degrees. A stolen car caused another car to smash into a building in Denver this morning. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
The area around 1st and Colorado Boulevard is a good area to stay away from right now. The reason is a structure fire that has fire equipment all over the place. The fire itself is at Colorado Boulevard and Ellsworth, and Denver police have closed down southbound Colorado Boulevard at 1st Avenue and also eastbound 1st Avenue approaching Colorado Boulevard so the fire department can do its work. A serious injury accident coming in from 28th and Tower Road and involves a motorcycle. Maybe calling for a medical helicopter in there as well. And the Lakewood police still cleaning up another serious accident, this one at Rooney Road in Alameda in the cycle park that's there west of C-470 by the foothills. Quiznos introduces more low-carb choices than anyone on the planet. Quiznos low-carb toasty flatbreads, the best taste, the most low-carb options, only at Quiznos Sub. I'm Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Three people in a stolen car crashed into another car, sending that car smashing into a building at the corner of 32nd and Lowell this morning. The three suspects took off on foot but were eventually caught by police, who used a taser on the suspects. The driver of the other car was hospitalized but is expected to be okay. This report brought to you by Xantrex 3. Denver police are investigating a shooting late last night in Montbello. Three people who had gone to a makeshift memorial for someone shot over the weekend were shot at when they drove away from the memorial. The driver of the car was killed in the shooting, his name being withheld, pending notification of next of kin. A study from the University of Colorado Medical School says the groups who collect organs for donations often give them to local surgical teams with short waiting lists rather than getting them to bigger cities with longer waiting lists where a patient may be sicker. Federal regulations that took effect in 1998, but haven't worked to even out those inequalities. The most powerful diet pill in America, Xantrex 3. More weight loss, faster weight loss, energy to burn. Xantrex 3, yes, at stores nationwide or log on to Xantrex3.com. We'll check the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 1:42.
Or Enid Live.
And it's not the same for men.
Talking just gets you into trouble.
Next on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, I'm Judy Schwartz.
And I'm Evelyn Ehrman. We co-host Style Matters Live, and we're together every day, so I have to look at Judy's face a lot.
You don't think I get a little sick of your puss? That's why we leave the care of our faces to the wonderful staff of Denver Skin Aesthetics.
Their experienced nurses and medical estheticians are supervised by board-certified plastic surgeons. They provide full skin care services, and unlike spas and salons, they can medically evaluate and treat everything from acne to wrinkles and age spots.
How about injectables? Denver Skin Aesthetics offers Botox and the newest in cosmetic facial fillers, collagen, Restylane, and Radiance. Buy a unit of one of these fillers, and they will store any leftovers for future touch-ups for free.
Mention Style Matters Live and KNRC, and Denver Skin Aesthetics will give you 10% off your first filler and 20% off your first Botox treatment.
You lucky listener, you. Call Denver Skin Aesthetics today at 303-830-7200. That's 303-830-7200.
Denver Skin Aesthetics, making you a better you. Why wait any longer to look better?
Taking a look at the KNRC weather forecast, mostly cloudy and a chance of some rain showers and some isolated afternoon thunderstorms today. Mostly cloudy, scattered rain showers and thunderstorms this evening, low 30s for the low tonight. Tomorrow, cloudy, good chance for rain and a high in the upper 40s. Right now, 48 degrees under cloudy skies. KNRC News Time is 1:43. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Been wondering how to get started investing in real estate? Call Mile High Capital Group. They're experts in rental duplexes, a great way for an individual to get started in real estate investing. They handle everything from finding the right lot in the right area where your new duplex can cash flow from day one, building the duplex, and even managing it for you if you wish. So this can be real carefree real estate investing. If you can afford just 10% down, about $30,000, you can be on your way to financial security. It's a fact. If you had acted on this investment strategy of investing in Colorado rental duplexes 10 years ago, you would have average nearly a 100% return per year for the last 10 years. Compare that to the stock market. Call Mike at Mile High Capital Group for complete no-obligation details and tell them you heard about them on AM 1150 KNRC. 303-683-8500. That's 303-683-8500. Or visit them at milehighcapital.com. It may be the most important call you ever make.
Hear one of Denver's most entertaining personalities, Doug Kellett, weekdays at 3.
It's here at last.
He's daring.
He's dashing.
He's dangerous.
He's beautiful.
He's Doug Kellett.
Doug Kellett. Hear both sides talk on AM 1150 KNRC. And now, the Enid Goldstein Show continues on AM 1150 KNRC.
1:45 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. The lines are full. They will open up. We've had pretty much full lines the whole show. But as soon as we say goodbye to one person, that leaves the line open. So just to let you know. Also, I want to let you know, to Judy and Evelyn, did you listen to Style Matters from 10 to noon on Saturday mornings? They're great. And they have a column in the Rocky on Thursdays. And they are going to be broadcasting their show live this Saturday, 10 to noon, at Colorado Mills, which is a fun place to go. They're going to be giving away all kinds of great stuff. Makeovers, a $200 gift basket from Boots, which is the hot English chemist. And they have these great cosmetics. And Target has got a year-long kind of trial thing. And you know what? I went over there, and the Boots stuff is really good. I look like a new person. Well, actually, I have a mask on, so no, I'm just kidding. That Boots stuff is actually pretty good. They're giving away a romantic getaway package at Denver West Marriott, accommodations for two, breakfast and spa treatment, a gift certificate to Neiman's Last Call, a gift certificate to Off Sax. These are $100 gift certificate. You get KNRC t-shirts, mugs, and all that. This is Colfax in Indiana, Colorado Mills. And it's a discount outlet. Actually, they have a lot of good stuff there. It's lots of fun to go over there. And that's this Saturday. Public is invited, 10 to noon. They'd love to see you there. And also on Tuesday, April 27 at 5:30 p.m., they're going to be at Colorado Mills, and they present their free seminar. High style at low prices. Four lucky winners are going to receive $100 gift certificates to Colorado Mills, and they get to shop with the Style Matters gals. And let me tell you, those Style Matters gals are very, very stylish. I'm going to have to sign up for lessons myself. So that's what's going on. Lines are full. Let's go right to the phones. Dave calling from Arvada. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I wanted to just discuss the Constitution for a minute.
We don't have time for that. Tell me what your point is.
Okay. If it sounds to me like the politicians then are in fact going to have to change the Constitution according to the Archbishop, because it does say no laws will be made to respect, you know, an establishment of religion. So these politicians are going to have to change the Constitution, as it sounds like, is what
so, in other words, what we're talking about here is the Denver Archbishop Chaput, who is essentially moving his flock to Catholic candidates who are against abortion, and that would be Peter Coors. And it would sound to me like he's going to be anti-Ken Salazar, and he's going to be anti-John Kerry for the same reason. And I think it's a bad, bad idea. 303-382-1150. I'd like to see that separation between church and state. Continue on. Also, I just got this email from Mary Ellen. Mary Ellen says that caller Terry was wrong. This is about John Kerry. The W-2 form is the earning statement employers send out to employees in January. It does not show charitable donations. The W-2 shows certain deductions, such as contributions to 401k plans, the employee's share of medical, dental, and vision benefits, and state and federal taxes. That's it. Sounds like Terry was spreading a lot of right-wing spin. Charitable contributions are noted when and if a taxpayer files Form 1040 at tax time. So that's from Mary Ellen. Okay. Steve, calling from Boulder. Hi, live with Enid. Steve.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Thank you. It's an excellent show. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
There are a couple of points, and I'll try and make them as clearly and as quickly as possible. One is, without sounding like too much of a cynic, unless Kerry does something like what you're discussing and maybe more, I don't think he has a chance. And as much as I despise Bush, regardless of what Kerry does, I almost believe that if Bush can make the needles move, meaning as Bush is driving the car and Kerry's trying to wrench the steering wheel out of his hands, if he can make the war needle move even slightly in a positive direction and the economic needle move in a slightly positive direction, I believe that it's just almost that people are so complacent, Kerry's not going to be able to drive him out of office. And
I can see your point, and you might be right, and I hope you're not.
I hope I'm not too, and an example of that complacency that still infuriates me, and especially because it hasn't been lit into flames and paraded in front of the public even more, is the fact that this president, this guy that we have in charge right now, literally stole the election. He literally, I mean, this is still phenomenal to me. But, you know, the other point that I'd like to make, which drives into this whole church and state thing that you're talking about, that I think the Republicans are spectacular at, is that leading the ideology of and the language of the boundaries of this election and this, and the way they're doing that is they are coalescing church and state. And that way they can just make everything either good or bad. And that way.
Well, then we have a theocracy, and then we've got a Taliban running things, an American Taliban, which is the direction that it's going. You have, and I thank you, Steve, for the call. You have the, and I do agree with Steve, if the Republicans can just get the needle moving slightly, they will probably be reelected. And I hope I'm wrong about that. Roger, in Highlands Ranch, you're live with Enid.
Hey, Enid, two things. First of all, the Catholic Church, they've been losing people left and right. They see their pro-life, anti-choice message as a way to get people back. So, again, it's all about money.
I don't know if – I wonder if it's going to be a very successful – I have to – I should have said before I teased about Archbishop Chaput, and I'm calling him Pepe LePue, but because I really am a product in some ways of Jesuit education.
Well, I'm a recovering Catholic myself. So.
I'm not a Catholic, but I have had for some years a Catholic education, and it's a religion I respect. I don't mean to be disrespectful of the religion, but I don't think it's fair. I mean, I guess the Archbishop can say whatever he likes. I just would like to see Salazar be elected, and I would like to see Kerry get elected, and I hope that the Archbishop doesn't have as much sway with the flock as he probably will have.
Well, like I said, a lot of it's about money, and a lot of it's about losing their flock, and a lot of it's also about getting people off of their problems. And as far as Bush coming up in the polls, hey, if you spent $50 million last month, you'd be up in the polls, too.
Well, for his $50 million, he should be up higher than he is.
But that's what he spent last month.
Well, that's what he spent, and he's got a huge war.
Kerry ads, and that's not even including all the junk they're dumping all over the Internet. You know, all the negative...
Well, I hope that the Democrats are smart and using the Internet as smartly as Howard Dean was able to do in order to raise money and in order to raise awareness and in order to counter and also go after Bush. I hope that happens. I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. Joe in Aurora. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Yeah, Enid, I want to make a couple points.
you know, the show also perpetuates the RNC talking points that Kerry is wishy-washy, Kerry doesn't, Kerry waffles, Kerry doesn't have a plan. I mean, if you watched Meet the Press on Sunday, you'd see he outlined what needs to be done in Iraq, talked about the economy, about giving tax incentives for companies.
That may be, Joe, I mean, it may be that he has done all of that and done with a lot of muscularity, but it is not filtering down to the rank and file.
Why don't shows like yours tell what he says? I mean, all you're saying, he hasn't said anything. Why don't you say what he has said and inform your listeners what he said? Inform your listeners what his points are. I mean, the press has given Bush a free ride the last 4 years. You know, he ran as...
Listen, I'm supporting... I want Kerry to win this race, but
sure
I'm not...
Do.
That stuff is not filtering down to me the way that it should.
It's the press's fault, too. You know, he ran as a uniter, not as a divider. They don't question him on that. He ran as a person that's not going to be a nation builder. What the heck is Iraq?
You're right about that, Joe, and I can't disagree with you, and I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. I'm Ina Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
From Estes Park to Colorado Springs, from Golden to Aurora, hear Denver's most entertaining talk personalities exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC. KNRC.
At the John Elway Service Centers, the job is done right the first time at a competitive price. Plus, they have the right tires at the right price, all in stock now. John Elway Service Centers. They're the experts. Honest.
Hi, this is Jimmy Lakey, and I'd like to tell you about Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Colorado. Nationally, they're celebrating their 100th year of service, and you can help them celebrate by making a difference. You can support Big Brothers and Big Sisters in many ways. For instance, did you know that by donating your car, you can help provide one-to-one mentoring for over 4,000 of Colorado's kids in need? These kids really need your help, and it's easy to do. Your car or truck is a great tax deduction, and Big Brothers and Big Sisters will tow your vehicle at no expense to you. Even if your car or truck can't be driven, the salvage value makes a huge difference. If you don't have a car to donate, cash is also welcome with Big Brothers and Big Sisters. They also accept most boats, RVs, trailers, and motorcycles. Big Brothers and Big Sisters has touched many people in Colorado and across the nation, and possibly someone you know personally. So join the celebration. Donate today. Call them at 303-433-3666 and tell them Jimmy Lakey told you to call. 303-433-3666. Celebrate 100 years of service. Support Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Colorado.
Join Judy Schwartz and Evelyn Ehrman as they broadcast Style Matters from the Colorado Mills Food Court this Saturday, April 24th from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. They have lots of great giveaways, a romantic getaway at the Marriott Denver West, including breakfast and a spa service at Salon des Amis, a $200 Boots cosmetic pack from Target, products from Nambe, a wonderful gift pack from Mikasa, gift certificates from Todd's for free shoes. Lots of fun, lots of prizes this Saturday, 10 till noon at Colorado Mills Food Court. Be there.
This cow is trying to say new coffee mate half and half. Sadly, cows can't make the n sound. Only the m sound, as in moo coffee mate half and half. That's right. And since cows can't say in creamy delicious flavors like hazelnut and vanilla, I'll be enhancing this cow's dialogue. You tell them. Just like Moo Nestle Coffee Mate Half and Half enhances your coffee, as only coffee's perfect mate can. Look for the easy pour package in the refrigerator section. Now you're just being a hog.
When I fell, my doctor didn't give me Tylenol. She gave me Advil.
I was surprised. My doctor gave me Advil for my back.
Advil is my doctor's choice for muscle pain.
Truth is, doctors nationwide choose the advanced medicine in Advil most for tough muscle pain, strains, and sprains. Advil gives you better relief than Tylenol on tough pain.
Now I always make sure I have Advil in the house.
For better relief, advance to Advil.
AM 1150 KNRC and the Denver Business Journal present Insights, fascinating people making an impact on our world. Tune in to KNRC weekdays at 7:20 a.m. to hear interviews with leaders like Charles Schwab, Michael Dell of Dell Computers, Gloria Steinem, and Archbishop Desmond Tutu. These extraordinary individuals will share what made the difference in their careers and help them to establish their roles as leaders. Insights is brought to you by EKS&H Accounting and Business Advisory Firm and First National Bank of Colorado. We're in touch, so you be in touch. Call us with your news tips, traffic info, and when the weather's bad, 303-382-1150. Help out your neighbors by letting us know the situation in your area. We're the only locally owned Denver radio station, and we're concerned about Denver, the mountains, and the Front Range. AM 1150, KNIC.
Lionel, would you join me every weeknight from 9 to midnight here on AM 1150 KNRC? Now back to Enid Goldstein.
157 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. Our last caller is trying to nail me, saying I'm excreting the Republican talking points because I'm calling Kerry soft and flip-flopper. I'm not. I don't know what he stands for. If I'd watched Meet the Press, maybe I would know. But how many people watched Meet the Press last Sunday? What I'm saying is that the campaign is not doing a good enough job getting that information out and persuading moderate Republicans or Republicans, even conservative Republicans who are looking to jump ship. The campaign is not giving them enough of a reason to do it, not spelling it out enough. So it isn't that everybody should be watching Meet the Press. That's really a very small audience. How is it that the campaign is doing a better job? So I hope that I am goading the campaign into making what Kerry stands for, putting it out in bas relief, putting it out in neon lettering so that all of us really have a sense of it. I don't think we do yet. Terry in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Terry.
Regarding this Shapu deal, it really makes me angry. I'm a lapsed Catholic, have been for probably 15 years, basically because of the hierarchy of the church has changed so dramatically. They become so conservative. If the Catholic Church wanted to help society, what they would stop doing is perpetuating poverty by not allowing birth control. The only place in the world that Catholicism is actually increasing is in developing countries where poor people just become more poor. They die of sickness. It's horrible.
I think I know what you're saying, Terry. I thank you. And very quickly, Robert, first-time caller. Hi, Robert. Thanks for calling.
Hi. You have a great show, but the reason I called, a gentleman just before Terry called, and he was talking about getting out.
Can you tell me in about 2 seconds, because I'm so sorry to have taken you up against
it. Okay, John Kerry's message, I think when it gets out, it's misconstrued. What he says is not exactly repeated.
Okay.
And I heard that on your station this morning.
Okay, call us again. I'm so sorry that you had
a
little bit of time here.
I listen a lot.
Thanks a lot, Robert. One more hour of Enid coming up. We'll be talking about Fox 31's new show.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Inglewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 2 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Rahima Ellis. A deadly day in the Iraqi city of Basra. There were 5 separate suicide bombings that killed nearly 70 people, many of them Iraqi children on their way to school. British Prime Minister Tony Blair says it was a desperate attack by terrorists who hate democracy.
The majority of Iraqi people want a stable and democratic Iraq. These terrorists want to stop them. And we, all of us, in the international community, have to join with that majority in Iraq to make sure the terrorists do not succeed and democracy prevails.
A suicide bombing in Saudi Arabia's capital, Riyadh, has killed at least 4 people, including 2 security officials. The blast happened at National Police Headquarters. Al-Qaeda is suspected in the Saudi Arabia and Iraq attacks. Heads up for higher interest rates. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Alan Greenspan says they're coming, but he won't say when. Greenspan tells Congress the U.S. economy is recovering nicely. I'm Rahima Ellis, NBC News Radio.
Today my little one came out. He woke up from a nap cranky, crying, and I picked him up. We sat down in the big chair and got cozy, and then he promptly fell asleep, and I was stuck. And I was sitting there thinking, this is perfect. I got so much to do right now. This is the last thing I need to be stuck here. You know, but then after a few minutes, I realized this is actually exactly what I need right now, is to sit here and, you know, sniff his head.
Jockey, what's in your comfort zone? Tell your story at jockey.com.
Different people, different needs, all wanting their piece of the American dream. Who's there to watch out for them? To work for housing affordability and help give everyone the opportunity to own a home. To serve everyone would take a small army, wouldn't it? The National Association of Realtors has 1 million members, and we're doing everything in our power to help all Americans realize their dream. The National Association of Realtors. A million members working for you.
Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for journalistic excellence, including Best Newscast, award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon. Cloudy, 45 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. Denver police are investigating an overnight shooting in Montbello. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check the roads with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Sounds like Denver police are about to reopen First and Colorado Boulevard scene of an earlier structure fire. At this point in time, though, the road is still closed. But don't be too surprised if the cops move out of the way and allow through traffic to get through once again. 28th and Tower Road still a bottleneck because of a serious injury accident involving a motorcycle. Several units still on the scene there. Northbound Wadsworth north of Yale, an accident may have some injuries involved in that situation. Freeway traffic, by and large, moving along in good shape at this hour. Right now, when you get a signature service oil change from Jiffy Lube, you can get a free child sandwich from Schlotsky's Deli with the purchase of an adult sandwich. See the store for details. Jiffy Lube, lube it or lose it. I'm Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Denver police are investigating the fatal shooting of a 27-year-old man late last night in Montbello. Detective Virginia Lopez says about 11:30, three men drove to 5531 Atkinson. At that address was a makeshift memorial for 17-year-old Carold Peoples, who was fatally shot last Saturday night.
They apparently paid their respects, and according to the victims, then were leaving this location when unknown suspect or suspects opened fire multiple times, ultimately striking the driver, a 27-year-old male.
The driver was pronounced dead at the scene. The other two occupants were able to control the car, bring it to a halt, and call 911. Police have yet to release the name of that driver. This report brought to you by Quiznos. The United States Attorney's Office has reached an agreement with an Englewood psychologist to settle allegations that he submitted false claims for payment to the Medicare and Medicaid health care programs. U.S. Attorney John Southers says under the settlement agreement, Dr. Richard Allen Cook will pay a total of $250,000 to the United States and the state of Colorado in exchange for a release of liability under the False Claims Act. It was alleged that Cook submitted false claims from June 1998 to December 2000. He allegedly submitted claims for psychotherapy sessions that were conducted by employees who were not licensed to provide independent psychotherapy and were not under the immediate supervision of a licensed psychologist. Cook admits that the claims were submitted for payment, but denies that they were submitted with fraudulent intent. The settlement resolves the allegations without the filing of a lawsuit. Denver Health continues to lose money and may have to stop doing elective surgery for uninsured patients. During the first 3 months of this year, Denver Health lost $93,000, although that's an improvement over last year, when during the first 4 months of 2003, the hospital lost more than $5 million. In sports, the Denver Nuggets hoping they can even things up tonight with the Minnesota Timberwolves. Nuggets and Wolves meet tonight in Minnesota in the second game of their best-of-seven series. Nuggets drop the playoff opener on Sunday. Series comes to Denver for games 3 and 4. Those will start on Saturday. Scott Ellerton on the mound for the Colorado Rockies tonight as they continue their 3-game homestand against the L.A. Dodgers. Last night, the Rocks beat L.A. 7-1. Colorado Avalanche and San Jose Sharks start the second round of the NHL playoffs tomorrow night in San Jose with Game 2 at the Shark Tank on Saturday. Avs and Sharks back in Denver for games 3 and 4 next week. Quiznos introduces more low-carb choices than anyone on the planet. Quiznos low-carb toasty flatbreads, the best taste, the most low-carb options, only at Quiznos Sub. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is next. KNRC News Time is 2:05.
This is AM 1150 KNRC.
Do not change the channel.
Not your grandfather's talk radio station. We're yours.
We're yours.
The new generation of Denver talk radio can be found here. AM 1150.
AM 1150.
Lock it in.
Picture a boy with 104 fever, his parents taken to the hospital to have him checked out. Did you know one of the first people to make him comfortable is an architect? Specifically a member of the American Institute of Architects. When the hospital built their new ER, they involved an AIA architect early on to design a child-friendly pediatric ER wing so that 104 fevers maybe don't feel so bad. AIA, building on your vision. Go to www.aia.org.
Hello from the road, folks. Thanks to Econolodge and Roadway Inn Hotels, I've been earning double Easy Choice stamps toward nights or double airline miles toward flights. Either way, these rewards add up quicker than snapshots in the photo album. Just call 800-4-CHOICE or go to choicehotels.com for details. We'll see you there.
Earn 2 stamps per night, maximum of 10 stamps per stay, or double airline miles credits for qualifying stays between 212 and 43004. For details, visit choicehotels.com.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. It will be rain for now and snow by Friday. Pretty significant storm system coming in, so showers and thunderstorms will continue to multiply as we head through evening and into tonight. After topping out around 56 for the high today, we'll drop down to about 34 for the overnight low. Some showers in the afternoon tomorrow, highs in the mid-40s, snow and upper 30s on Friday. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
Cloudy and 45 degrees now. KNRC News Time is 2:07. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
2:07, 7 minutes after 2 o'clock. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. We are turning corners in this segment, and I am joined by Pam Davis, who is one of the anchors. It's a brand new show on Fox 31 called Good Day Colorado. It airs early, 5:30 in the morning.
Till
8 o'clock in the morning. And you have a sky dog. I want to know about this show. I saw it a little bit. My good friend Bill Dahlman is the news director. And his wife Angie, of course, is extremely talented and has a big television background as well, and was, everybody says, the best managing editor that KCRA in Sacramento ever had. And you come here from, via Sacramento, San Diego, Sacramento, Kansas City, where else?
Yeah, very good. Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C.
And then I've been in San Diego the last 5 years.
And what are you doing on this show? You're anchoring.
Yep.
And what does this mean? What time do you have to get up in the morning?
I get up at 2:30 in the morning. And
okay, well then, what time do you go to sleep?
Oh, I aim for 6:30 or 7, but it doesn't always happen.
So this means you have no life to speak of.
Well, I think I have a life, but, you know.
It's tough.
Yeah, it is. It is. And, you know, it's something to get used to, definitely. But it's so fun. We have such a good time on the show.
Does Colorado need another morning show? Why are you doing it? What's the story here?
You know what? We're
different. What are you offering that's different?
We are very different. We are very much news. And we are not last night's news. We are today's news. So our aim is not to recycle what you saw last night, but to, you know, tell you what's going to happen today.
Do the morning shows typically do that? They recycle what's going on last night? Because, you know, the print press goes to bed at about 9 in the evening. You mm-hmm. can, here in Colorado, you can access tomorrow's New York Times at 10 o'clock online, 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So aren't all the morning shows, I'm going to play devil's advocate, Pam. We're talking with Pam Davis, who is one of the anchors of the Fox 31 brand new morning show. It's called Good Day Colorado. I mean, I'm sure the other morning shows have fresh news, too. This Saturday at the Zonta Luncheon, and I think that is from 11:30 to 2:30. And I believe, let's see if I have the country club's name correct. So I have to get there. Pinehurst Country Club. That's where I'm going to be. It's at Sheridan, between Sheridan and Wadsworth is what it looks like on my map. 303-382-1150. So my question to you is the Archbishop, the good Archbishop, when he's steering his flock toward not voting for Salazar and voting for Coors, is that the proper role for him? Are you, as a member of the Denver Archdiocese, are you swayed by the direction that the Archbishop may push you? You might be in favor of a candidate that is anti-choice, but would be so horrible in a million other ways. And why aren't the Democrats getting themselves in gear and maybe starting to run some anti-Coors ads where you show Coors and some of those hottie commercials that the Coors Brewing Company has been running, and ask yourself if this is a family values kind of a candidate? 303-382-1150. Despite a sudden burst of intelligence in the summer of 2001 pointing to an imminent Al-Qaeda attack, including indications of a major event within the U.S., the FBI never passed that threat information to its thousands of field agents across the country. And John Ashcroft, who's so busy with abortion issues, sort of like the Archbishop, didn't have a moment for counterterrorism, didn't want to be bothered about it, too busy draping the nude statue of justice that appears in his press conferences to share all this information, and he didn't get some of it from the president. These people have been completely incompetent. Here is an op-ed piece or an editorial in the New York Times. The 9/11 Investigation Commission has provided a chilling and sadly believable account of two presidents' failures to come to grips with the catastrophic intelligence problems that preceded the terrorist attacks in New York and Washington. The Clinton-Bush administrations failed in different ways, but they shared one central flaw, an inability to manage the Federal Bureau of Investigation. The myriad endemic shortcomings of an agency are at the center of what went wrong with American intelligence. Well, Clinton did a better job than Bush did. Clinton averted the bombing that was supposed to happen at LAX, Los Angeles International Airport, and some other targets around the millennium. John Ashcroft has not done his job. 303-382-1150. Mike on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Mike.
I just wanted to make the point that as a Catholic, I sort of recognize that in a major metropolitan city, it's sort of inevitable that the Archbishop is going to sort of, you know, throw his hat into politics. And once in a while, it's just the nature of the beast. But I also want to
How much influence do you think he's going to have on parishioners? I think he's going to have a big influence.
Well, yeah. See, that's the thing. I just from my own experience, you know, the Catholic in the congregation of a Catholic church on any given Sunday, people are picking and choosing what they're doing, what they are and are not doing based upon Catholic dogma and canon. And this is just another. I don't necessarily think that this is going to sway people too much. I just don't. I think in the same way, I'd like to think that in the same way that people won't necessarily decide, you know, politics on a single issue, hopefully, they're not going to do the same thing as, you know, members of the Catholic Church. They're not going to say, well, just on this one issue, and because the Archbishop says so, I'm going to go this way politically. So
you don't think it's going to have an effect? I think it's going to have a huge effect. I think it's going to, I hope you're right and I'm wrong, actually.
Yeah,
maybe not a huge effect, but it will have some effect. Because there are people who just, whatever the Archbishop says, they're going to go for it. And there are other people who are not that way.
Yeah. I just think that's probably a small minority, actually, of Catholics, at least in my experience. They're not going to allow just a single issue.
What do you think about, does the Archbishop typically get involved in these political races? Or is it just this
honestly,
one? Is this new for him to do this?
Honestly, this is, you know, the first time I've seen somebody become this, you know, this involved on this level. But again, I'm sort of, you know, just growing into being more aware of what's going on in the world anyway. So, not to my knowledge, but I could be wrong about that.
Okay, I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. One of the big stories this was a story that I thought was really horrible. Headline, a Secret Service worker is accused of stealing cars from Ground Zero. Hundreds of cars were destroyed when the World Trade Center collapsed, but several U.S. Secret Service cars listed as crushed, prosecutors said, were actually stolen by the head of the agency's motor pool at the World Trade Center. He was a retired police sergeant who received a commendation for rescue work. He confessed to giving cars to his mother and daughter after creating a false paperwork on them, according to a complaint by the Secret Service unsealed in federal district court in Brooklyn. So here he was, a Secret Service worker taking advantage of Ground Zero and the collapse of the World Trade Center to steal cars and then create a false trail of paperwork, and somehow he was exposed and he's on trial now. How about that? Retired police sergeant. 303-382-1150. Also, I am dismayed by the amount of outsourcing that is going on in the military. That Paul Bremer, who is the head of the in charge of Iraq for us, he is now protected by our own military. I don't know what message this sends, but he is protected by a private force. So why don't we just outsource the presidency? That's what I think we ought to do. Forget about it. They're outsourcing a lot of the security. They're outsourcing a lot of what the military used to do. And I think it's going to be much more expensive. Maybe it's politically less risky, but I think it's much more expensive in terms of dollars and cents. And what does it say about our military that they don't think the military is good enough to guard Paul Bremer? That's not a vote of confidence, is it? Kevin in Boulder, hi. You're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC. Are you a first-time caller?
Yes, I am.
Welcome, and we have something for you.
Thanks very much.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, I've got just some comments to make with regard to the whole Peter Coors running and the whole political doo-wah about anti-abortion, etc. I really don't think that most clergy or most parishioners really listen to their clergy very much. If you look at the whole war campaign, most parishioners were for the war, people dying, basically. War is an ugly thing. Yet they didn't listen to their clergy or Catholics. They didn't listen to what the Pope had to say with regards to his opposition to the war.
That's a good point. So are you saying that maybe it won't have that much of an effect?
Well, I think they pick and choose what they want to believe in, and that's kind of the whole, a lot of the Christian beliefs, or many people are hypocritical. They believe what they want.
Are you a practicing Catholic, Kevin?
No, my parents are very, very much so practicing Catholic.
Do you think that they are? Are you in school at Boulder or no?
No, I'm long out of school.
Okay. Do you think that your parents will be influenced by what the Archbishop has to say?
Well, I think they're influenced with regards to abortion and against birth control. But like I say, with regards to supporting people going to war and killing everybody, then they're totally for that, even though the Pope,
said that's
not the case. They didn't brand him as a supporter of terrorists when he basically spoke out against the war. And then you've got Peter Coors, who many people are bitching about his support of birth control, yet here's a guy who made millions of dollars, who knows how many, if he gives any away, yet, what's the church's stance on alcohol? And here's a guy that makes all his money off alcohol.
Well, what about those hottie commercials?
I don't watch TV, so I don't see.
Well, I haven't seen the commercials, but they're described to me as, this side of adult entertainment, kind of this side of porn. So what kind of a family values question is that? Kevin, I thank you for the call. I hope you call us again. 303-382-1150. Cheryl, first time caller from Pine Cliff. We have something for you, Cheryl. Welcome.
Hi. I'm pretty much in agreement with Kevin. I was raised as a Catholic, and I'm about 40 years old.
Uh-huh.
And I would think very strongly that if my grandmother were alive today, she would pay attention to the Archbishop. But my parents and myself, you have to be real and live in the real world. Like you said, the Pope was against the war.
Right, but so it didn't stop a lot of people from being pro-war.
Right. So why would people vote for Bush if the Pope doesn't think that Bush is doing the right thing? I really think that's a major issue. I think the really key issue here is that young people have to get out and vote, whether they're young Catholics or young Protestants or young atheists. Because if we leave it all up to the elderly to vote, you might just see Bush in there again, and I think it would be a
disaster. A lot of the elderly are very anti-Bush. They have been around long enough and wise enough to not like what he is doing.
Well, I think they got screwed something fierce on that Medicare bill.
Terrible. And that the guy who really turned the tide was the head of the AARP, and that guy ought to lose his job.
Oh, absolutely.
He and Elizabeth Hoffman and Coach Barnett and Tharp and Chancellor Binney ought to be in the unemployment line along with James Turney.
AARP makes 90% of their money now selling insurance.
That's right.
So they back the insurance companies and the pharmaceutical companies, and they ought to be drummed out. Somebody should start a new elderly coalition that's not tied into the big guys.
Cheryl, I thank you for the call. I hope you'll call us again. 303-382-1150. I'm Ina Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
2:39, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Good afternoon. Cloudy, some rain showers, 44 degrees now. Denver police are continuing their investigation into a shooting in Montbello. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic. Here's Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Southbound Colorado Boulevard at 1st Avenue reopened after an earlier structure fire. Southbound I-25 at Colorado Boulevard getting a report of a minor accident in there. Freeway traffic by and large moving along in good shape. 6th and Delaware, an injury accident. Apparently one car trying to leave the scene there. And 28th and Tower Road, there is an injury accident still in the clearing stages. That involved a motorcycle about an hour or so ago. Right now, Pep Boys Express brand name oil change is just $16.88. Choose Castrol, Pennzoil, Valvoline, Quaker State, or others. Job done in 30 minutes or less, or it's free. See the store for details, pet boys, parts, service, and so much more. I'm Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Denver police are investigating the shooting of a 27-year-old man in Montbello late last night. Investigators say the victim and two other men had gone to a makeshift memorial for a 17-year-old who was shot over the weekend. As the men were leaving, someone fired multiple shots. The man was pronounced dead at the scene. This report brought to you by Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage. The State Patrol has teamed up with Bandimere Speedway to keep drag racers off the streets. Starting tonight, the Speedway will allow drivers to legally race at the Speedway. Drivers must be at least 16. With a valid driver's license, cars must pass a safety inspection at the track. An Englewood psychologist has reached an agreement with the U.S. Attorney's Office in Denver to settle allegations that the doctor submitted false claims to Medicare and Medicaid. Dr. Richard Allen Cook will have to pay the U.S. and the state of Colorado a total of $250,000. When you buy a home with Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage, stress won't be a closing cost. To experience stress-free house hunting for yourself, visit ColoradoHomes.com. We'll check the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 2:41.
Why listen to Rush when you've got Enid?
Love her as I love her, and there will be joy.
AM 1150, KNRC.
Hi, I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz. We co-host Style Matters Live.
Even if you're not born with great style, you can buy it.
Just like we do. And this extends to our homes. Element, Denver's newest furniture store for urban home furnishings, accessories, and artwork, meets all our style needs and will meet yours, too.
Element has multifunctional furniture to maximize your space in a condo, apartment, loft, or smaller home. The clean lines of Element's furniture for today's urban lifestyle will work with what you already own.
You'll love their eclectic mix of styles, all presented in a way you can envision in your own home.
Prices are affordable, with lamps as low as $100 and sofas starting at about $1,000. Interior design services are available.
Element is open Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 7, and Sunday, 1 to 5. Element is located at 77 West 9th Avenue, a half a block west of Broadway in the Golden Triangle. 303-825-3770.
Element. Your lifestyle, your home, your element.
Checking the KNRC weather forecast, mostly cloudy, some rain showers and isolated thunderstorms possible this afternoon. Mostly cloudy, scattered rain showers and thunderstorms this evening. Overnight temperature down into the low 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy and a good chance of rain with a high in the upper 40s. Cloudy, some scattered rain showers now, 44 degrees. KNRC News Time is 2:43. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 3 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Been wondering how to get started investing in real estate? Call Mile High Capital Group. They're experts in rental duplexes, a great way for an individual to get started in real estate investing. They handle everything from finding the right lot in the right area where your new duplex can cash flow from day one, building the duplex, and even managing it for you if you wish. So this can be real carefree real estate investing. If you can afford just 10% down, about $30,000, you can be on your way to financial security. It's a fact. If you had acted on this investment strategy of investing in Colorado rental duplexes 10 years ago, you would have averaged nearly a 100% return per year for the last 10 years. Compare that to the stock market. Call Mike at Mile High Capital Group for complete no-obligation details and tell them you heard about them on AM 1150 KNRC. 303-683-8500. That's 303-683-8500. Or visit them at milehighcapital.com. It may be the most important call you ever make.
We've got our own Reagan Revolution every weeknight at 6 p.m. Hear Michael Reagan exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC. KNRC. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
2:44 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. We are talking about a lot of different things. First of all, we are talking about the Archbishop, the Archbishop of Denver, Archbishop Chaput, or Chaput. You'll have to tell me the absolute correct pronunciation. I'm calling him Pepe Le Pew, and I don't mean any disrespect. I'm twitting him because he is only in favor of candidates apparently who are anti-choice. And that means he's going to steer it to Coors. And I'm just going to wonder here, what effect your it will be when your archbishop tells you how to vote and whether a lot of people will tend to do that. Now, some of you have presented strong arguments saying, look, the Pope even was against the war, but that didn't turn Catholics into being anti-war. Many Catholics supported the war. So I don't know. I think when your archbishop tells you something that you're already predisposed toward, you are you feel like you have divine support. 303-382-1150. Also, Newsday is reporting that there are a number of news outlets that now want to be able to show returning bodies from Iraq. Right now, the fallen GIs return unseen. The aluminum casket draped in a U.S. flag held by an honor guard slowly removed from a cargo plane at Dover Air Force Base, but nobody gets to see that. Now, there's some talk that the families don't want this shown, but I, if I were a family member, I would want it shown. But there is a prohibition. You cannot show the returning dead. 303-382-1150. We have also been talking about what Kerry has to do to get some of these timid Democrats who are advising him out of the picture, get some fresh creativity going, and step on the gas with something that will really seduce voters. And I have an email from one of you, Edith. This is from Tom. Tom says, Edith, Tom, it's Enid, E-N-I-D. Edith, there is nothing, not a single darn thing that will get a conservative to switch to Kerry. He is a nightmare who will ruin America. Your kind doesn't vote. Catholics will not, Catholics, apostrophe S, it's not apostrophe S, Tom. Catholics will not vote in majority for a pro-abortionist. Any fence-sitter I know, I have listened to you and fall right back to the conservative side. I love to listen to you because you're a pretty crazy maker, Tom. Well, Tom, we like it that you're listening, but it's Enid, not Edith, so you're not listening well enough. So Tom says, forget it. No single conservative he knows, they are absolutely not going to cross over. And then I just got this email, and let me see if I can find it again from, this is, let's see, who is it from? I have to kind of scroll down and see. Oh, it's long. Dennis. Dennis in Boulder emails me the following, and I should have caught this. One of you said that you got a tax cut. One of you called to say that you are enjoying the fruits of the tax cut, that you make about $85,000 a year, and that you got a $700 or so tax cut. Enid, today a caller made the statement that Bush's tax cut was not just for the rich. He claimed he got a refund of $700. Well, first of all, a refund is not a tax cut, but a return of too much tax withheld. My wife and I are semi-retirement, retired. Our income, not counting investment income, was about $40,000. We got no tax cut. The caller may indeed have gotten a tax cut, but I doubt it. If he did, it was infinitesimal on a percentage basis compared to the tax cut for the very wealthy. So he wanted to set the record straight, and it's a long email, so I won't get into it. Let's go to the phones and to Bob calling on a cell. Hi, Bob. You're live with Enid.
Hi.
Are you a first-time caller?
I am.
Wait a minute.
So many things are crossing my mind, but I don't know how to pronounce. Can't help you with the pronunciation of Kapu, the Archbishop.
Kaput.
I can't help you with that.
All right.
But I have something to say. I'm not sure of the influence he's going to have, and I hope you're wrong in this, as far as he's going to have a great influence. But I think
he'll have some influence, I would think.
Oh yeah, I suspect too. But there's cafeteria Catholics, and you know we shop. We shop.
You got? Do you have your radio on? You got to shut it off.
Okay. I suspect that he's a very conservative, and I think I read in the paper a couple months ago where he was having lunch with the governor and some other Republicans and stuff. So I suspect there's connections that way too. My question is this: why? Where is the Catholic Church? It's not like it used to be addressing social concerns and conservative values. There's 13 million children in this country, and that are living with less than daily sustenance.
Right.
And my question is where is he with that? And the effect, and he knows the effect. The effect of this is he's supporting somebody
Where is he with the governor? Where is he with the governor and the governor's marital rumors? The rumors, the extramarital rumors swirling around the governor. I wonder where he is about that. What did they talk about at lunch? I want to know.
Exactly. But they've had lunch. It was in the paper a couple months ago or something, too.
Oh.
But I'm wondering about all that, and he knows what he's doing. I understand that. But where is he with, you know, everything, the results of conservative and conservatism in government? I mean, you know, where are the issues, the results, and the people that are hurting because of everything that's happening in this country?
Bob, I think that's an excellent point, and I thank you for asking the question. 303-382-1150, Lillian in Centennial. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hello.
Hi, Lillian. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
No.
Oh, well, then call us back.
Hello. Hello.
We can hear you. I think she has to call us back. Uh-oh. One of those. Ann in Wheat Ridge. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Ann.
Hi, Edith.
Enid, a.k.a. Edith, a.k.a. Edie. They all have names. Anita, they've got, everybody's got another name.
Good, I like that one. My point was that...
Oh, here, Tom emailed me. He said, if Bush is Dickie, you're Edith.
Left Cheney out. President Cheney.
President Cheney, the big dick.
That's right.
That's right.
My kind of question or point was that I think it was back in the 60s, when all the or a lot of the priests down in South America became political, and they were pulling for different structures or political figures, I don't remember, but I do remember the Pope going down there and admonishing them. And if I remember, I think he refused to give the blessing or whatever he does when he touches them because they had been political. So it'd be interesting to me to see what the Pope does about this archbishop. The Pope has pretty much ignored our country as far as sexual abuse goes, and I'm wondering if he's just going to pass this guy, give this guy a pass.
Well, I don't know. I wonder if the Pope would not involve himself with Colorado politics, do you think?
Well, I think it's United States politics, really, when you get up to be an archbishop. I mean, there aren't that many of them, I don't believe.
Right, right.
So I would think that maybe someone in the Vatican might be keeping an eye on them.
Okay.
I don't know. You know, it's an academic question, but I just would be interested to see what happens. I think it's totally inappropriate of this man to do it.
Well, you know, he's a citizen. He can say whatever he wants.
But he can't use his office, Edith. And that's what he's doing.
But I would think that in doing that, he alienates some of his parishioners who are on the other side of the issue.
Well, I would hope, yes. I'm sure he does.
So I think you have to be very careful if you're a clergy person to get up there, because if you take a stand, unless it's, for example, a peace against war,
right,
something more general like that. But when you take a stand for a candidate on the basis of church teachings, you risk alienating a lot of parishioners.
Yes, and not only his.
That's right.
Yeah.
Anne, I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. I'm Ina Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
She's your midday rush alternative. Ina Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC. Ina Goldstein, KNRC.
We have to talk.
Get express front disc brake service at Pep Boys for just $49.99 after mail-in rebate. Or get a $25 Pep Boy gift card with our best quiet stop brake service. See store for details. Pep Boys, parts, service, and so much more.
Ah, nothing beats a warm Colorado evening relaxing on the patio while something delicious sizzles on the barbecue. Is your patio furniture up to the test? Hi, this is Keith Lair with Lair Fireplace and Patio, inviting you to visit any of Lair's three beautiful metro area showrooms to see Colorado's best selection of quality wrought iron patio furniture from O.W. Lee. For three generations, the Lee family has been handcrafting fine wrought iron furniture that is not only beautiful, but built to last a lifetime. Hand-forged by skilled craftsmen with incredible attention to detail and design, O.W. Lee is quite simply the finest wrought iron furniture on the market today. Family owned and operated since 1954, Lair's is Denver's oldest, most trusted name in wrought iron furniture. Plus, we have the best selection of quality gas barbecue grills in the state. At Holly and Evans in Denver, 81st and Sheridan in Arvada, and just north of Arapahoe on Broadway in Littleton, there's a Lair's near you. For premium wrought iron furniture from O.W. Lee, it's Lair Fireplace and Patio.
Your oldest has just turned driving age. Time to add them to your policy. So you get in your car, drive down to your insurance company. Hunt for a space, double park, get a parking ticket, get in a fight with the meter maid, get thrown in jail, meet a guy named Wally. Wait a minute. This is just a bad dream. You've got Geico. You don't have to drive anywhere. You can do all that car insurance stuff online. Oh, that was a close one.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. Online at geico.com.
The KNRC Community Commitment.
Newborn Hope will host its annual luncheon and fashion show on Friday, May 14th to raise funds and support programs for the advancement of maternal, fetal, and neonatal health care. The event, hosted by Channel 4's Ed Green at the Marriott Denver Tech Center, features a children's fashion show with fathers and grandfathers participating. Meet the Lester family, whose two daughters, Hannah and Taylor, survived early and difficult births. For ticket information, contact 303-794-4483. AM 1150 KNRC invites you to expand your world by attending the 2004 KeyBank Denver Distinguished Lecture Series. Tickets are still available for our next featured speaker, Steve Forbes. Steve Forbes will be speaking on Monday, May 17th at Betcher Concert Hall at the Denver Center for the Performing Arts. For information, visit knrcradio.com. The KeyBank Distinguished Lecture Series is a program of Junior Achievement and is sponsored in part by AM 1150 KNRC.
Are you tired of radio stations that don't listen to what you have to say? At KNRC, we want to hear from you. And to help you shape the station, we have created the KNRC Top 100. We want you to tell us who you would like to hear on KNRC. Jump on knrcradio.com and submit your suggestion for the Top 100 guests you want to hear on KNRC. And make sure you tell us why they would make a great guest, because we'll be choosing the listeners with the best reasons and giving them some great prizes, like the chance to co-host an hour on KNRC. So go to knrcradio.com and vote for the KNRC Top 100. She's the Rush alternative.
Did you talk about something else?
And she's not on medication.
Thank you.
Enid Goldstein, noon till 3, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
2:56 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. Talking about the Archbishop and whether or not he's pushing voters, parishioners, away from Salazar because he's pro-choice to Coors because he is anti-choice or anti-abortion will have an effect. Also, I want to share this with you. According to the Pentagon, Iraq military operation is going to cost more than expected. Oh, Kel's surprise. Oh, a top Pentagon official told lawmakers today that the Iraqi military operation, quote, is going to cost us more money than anticipated. They're not even putting it in the budget. It's so bad. 303-321-1150. Chuck Hagel is saying that he thinks that the draft is going to have to be imposed. He said we may need compulsory service to boost Iraq force. A senior Republican lawmaker said the deteriorating security in Iraq. Well, why don't they just outsource it? Mercenaries. Forget it. Send our people home. 303-382-1150. Bill. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. Just a quick one on Bishop Caput.
Pepe Le Pew.
He is so exorcised over pro-abortion candidate.
Exorcised. Yes.
The Pope just as strongly opposes capital punishment, but you don't hear Bishop Caput opposing candidates who favor that.
That's true. That's a good
point.
Sounds
to me like he's speaking more as a Republican, and thus he should lose his tax-exempt status.
Oh, that's right. If you start being political, what about your tax-exempt status?
Mm-hmm.
What about that?
He's not following the complete Catholic line on candidates, just a cafeteria Catholic, like the other candidate said. He's more using his collar to support Republicans, and tax-exempt status should be called into question.
Well, we're going to have to collar him.
We're going to have to kaput here. Well, we are in the mass media.
Oh, the mess media, I think.
Yeah.
It's perhaps more accurate. I thank you for the observations, Bill. And finally, Lillian, you're back. Hi.
Hi, Enid.
Hi. Yeah. Oh, we only have a couple seconds.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry to do this to you.
I happen to be a senior and also a Catholic, and I think the Catholic Church should keep their nose out of politics and not tell their parishioners who to vote for. They should follow what the Pope said.
Hear. Okay. Do you think you have a lot of company in this?
There are a few, yes.
Okay,
yes.
I hope the Archbishop is listening. Lillian, we're out of time. I thank you so much for calling. Hope you'll call us again. Thanks to all of you who called and listened. Thank you, Joe Anderson, for a great show. Thank you, Jordan Lyles, for helping out and doing a fabulous job as always. Thanks to all of you. Let's do it again tomorrow. Doug Kellett is up next, 3 to 6. I'll be with you tomorrow, noon to 3, right here on AM 1150 KNRC. Do something generous. Try to volunteer, get out the vote, clean up a mess, and I'll see you tomorrow at noon, and we'll have more to talk about.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Englewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 3 o'clock.
NBC News.
Radio, I'm Pete Williams. An Iraqi governor is blaming al-Qaeda for the simultaneous car bombs that killed 68 people during rush hour in the city of Basra. In Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, a suicide car bomb ripped through National Police headquarters there. Just as the country's weekend was getting underway, 9 people are dead, 125 wounded. At the White House, NBC's Bob Kerr says President Bush today answered fears about the risk of a terror attack in the U.S.
The president was asked about a new Associated Press poll that shows that 2/3 of Americans believe an attack on this country is somewhat likely before Election Day. And the president's answer was sobering.
I can understand why I think they're going to get hit again. They saw what happened in Madrid. This is a hard country to defend.
On Wall Street, tech stocks rose after soothing comments on inflation from the Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan, but blue chips barely budged. The Dow closed up just under 3 points. NASDAQ rose 17. Pete Williams, NBC News Radio.
Today my little one came out. He woke up from a nap, cranky, crying, and I picked him up. We sat down in the big chair and got cozy, and then he promptly fell asleep, and I was stuck. And I was sitting there thinking, this is perfect. I got so much to do right now. This is the last thing I need to be stuck here. You know, but then after a few minutes, I realized this is actually